following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Fay County High School basketball, presented by Wellworth Bank. Share in common. Same heart, same people, new name. Because you're Wellworth, a bank that believes in you.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Fay County when they need it most since 1949.
A Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Wellworth Bank, care in common.
By Making Megan Trust, come grow with us.
By Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those who serve.
It's hard to believe, but February's here. It only seems like yesterday that the teams opened up play against Watertown on November the 20th. And now with only 2 weeks left, there's a handful of games that separate us from the regular season's end, making each and every contest that much more important. This evening in Joe Sims' gym, we've got a special event being held after last week's tumultuous weather postponed the induction of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame 16th class. And on hand to spoil those festivities are one of the perennial thorns in the side of the black, purple, and gold. Making the trip up Highway 53 from Gainesboro to Salina, Jim Brown, Kevin Thomas, and their bands of demons. It's time for the season's second Clash on the Cumberland.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by local Heart City store owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their compassion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call, 931-243-7278, for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway and Scoopers, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy both their favorite sandwiches and ice cream treats on the bypass in Salina.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Pounds of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hervey Springs.
Jones Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Back Home Electric, your local licensed and insured electrician for commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro, the next time you visit, call little Robert, he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Blake County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more as we get ready to tip off Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome into the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pre-game show, our 13th basketball broadcast of the season here on the Horizon Sports Network. For the ninth time this year, we're high atop Joe Sims' gym looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and just kind of thankful that we're sitting here at Clay County High School, got good fresh water, electricity, all those things after Winter Storm Fern wreaked havoc on the area last week. I'm going to go ahead and take this opportunity to throw out a big thanks to all the road crews, electrical workers, a lot more who were out enduring the elements these last several days just so we can be here playing ball, getting everything going again. Joining me soon this evening will be local legends Joe Sims and Doug Strong. Sitting right here with me now is a man who, like myself and many others, was somewhat affected by some inconveniences this last week, including having to write the past two newspapers under some unusual circumstances. Of course, one of them in the dark, another one moved up a day because of this ball game, because of weather-related issues. He's our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
We fought through it, Daniel, and got it done with the minor mistakes, but made it through for sure. And, yeah, I'm with you. You know, without the bunch of local guys out there, we may have been without power, but we were sitting in our homes. These guys are out there in the elements getting us going, and I don't know, can't thank them enough.
Absolutely, and, you know, that extends into volunteer fire departments and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know,
EMA, the sheriff's office, local government, on and on and on, Daniel. So, you know, it's great to have good community support, and we've definitely got that. But like you said, it's good to be back here where we're supposed to be in the middle of winter, and that's in a gym for high school basketball. And even better, the Clash on the Cumberland with Jackson County. Going to be a couple of great games tonight. Plus, like you said, it's a special night because it's Clay County Sports Hall of Fame induction night too, Daniel.
Yeah, 16th class had the reception already. Faye Strong Watson, Darrell Collins, John Godwin, Neil Bartlett, four quality new members. Really excited for them.
Looking forward to that at halftime of the girls' game. And we're going to do our best to have coverage of that live here on the Horizon Sports Network also. I know we'll have video. Hopefully we'll be able to pick up the PA and our Master of Ceremonies, Kevin Donaldson, who is also a member of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, for this special night. But, you know, we wouldn't be here to do that or this game without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. Special shout-out to them and Wellworth Bank, our presenting sponsor for this basketball season. And Daniel mentioned it. We always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy this week for coverage of much more to come. Up next here in the pregame show, we'll talk about Clay County's last games, which were over a week ago, in our recap segment. So stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. The headline in last week's paper read, CCHS teams split a pair of district games, and those wins came in their last outings at Red Bowling Springs, where the girls won 45-26 and the boys rolled a 67-42 victory. Haylen Garrison buried 5 3-pointers and scored 19 points to lead the Lady Dogs, while Natalie Smith also scored in double figures with 13. The Dogs were faced by Nolan Adams 20, while Cole Lee scored 16 and Warner Mountain added 10 in the blowout win. Also finding the basket for the girls was Baylor Walden, who had 6, L.A. East 5, and Brooklyn Scott 2. And for the boys, Caden Copeland 6, Easton Garner 5, Parker Upchurch 2, Jake Copeland 3, Braden Baskerville 2, Fletcher Strong 2, and Aiden Cherry 1. Daniel, good rebound game, really, at Red Bullen the other night.
Well, they were exactly what we was looking for both teams. The only problem, not able to take that momentum and immediately translate it into action. This is the first action since then. Hopefully, it's still there.
Folks, we'll be right back with much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Jackson County here on Hall of Fame Induction Night on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Big news coming from Twin Lakes. Introducing Tri-Lane Mobile, your new wireless solution for the people who bring you better internet. Get started with plans that begin at free. Yes, your first year of unlimited service is on us when you upgrade or sign up for Twin Lakes Internet and enroll in auto pay and paperless billing. Bring your own device or choose a new one and keep your same phone number. Enjoy nationwide coverage, local service you trust, and budget-friendly options that fit your life. Call 931-476-2355 or visit twinlakes.net to learn more. Some restrictions may apply.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here live from Joe Sims' gym, being joined now by Coach Sims for this next segment, the H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show. Time to turn into the Back Home Electric Girls 7A update. This one will reach back a little bit because of some weather delays. Let's go all the way back to Thursday, January 22nd. Clark Range lost to Jackson County 44-55. Then on Friday, the 23rd, it was Clay County beating Red Bull in 45-26. Last Thursday, on the 29th of January, Clark Range lost to Pickett County 48-86. And then Saturday, most recent action, Pickett County went on the road to Eagleville, got a strong win, 75-33. So Pickett County really flexing muscle, Coach Sims, here lately, it seems like.
Yeah, I think they've got that tough schedule they played early. Paying dividends now. They're running through all the single-A teams. It's like I've talked before, Jackson County, I think, was picked to win the district. But, you know, I've just seen each one of them one time. But now Pickett County seems to be a little stronger to me. But, that's not saying that Jackson can't beat them. But I don't think Eagleville, going by records, I don't think their girls are real strong this year. But
right.
They might be. But now,
yeah, I think they're boys with the bulk of the lion's share of the talent down there.
Yeah.
This year, of course, tonight's action, a special Monday night feature event. This was supposed to be played last Friday. I don't know what other games might be going on. We know we got 10-8 Clay County hosting 14-8 Jackson County. We're going to be on the road to Byrdstown tomorrow night. Really hard to look at schedules right now and know what's going on.
Yeah, especially tonight. You know, a lot of people may be using this as a makeup night, but we're split scheduled for a Tuesday night. It'll be on the schedule. But I looked earlier. There were several games tonight. I don't know if they were makeup or because our game wasn't listed on Coach T as being tonight, so I guess the ones on there were already. I think the only one in ours was Red Bullen was playing somebody, I think. And,
okay.
Maybe Trousdale. But
that sounds right. That sounds
the
right.
The one in District 7, I think.
Just a lot of cancellations, that'd be for obvious reasons. Current District 7A standings, Pickett County, we talked about them earlier, 5-0 in district play. Jackson County sits at number 2 with a 4-1 conference record. Clay County in third place at 2-3. Clark Range in fourth place at 2-4. And Ribble and Springs sits in last place at 0-5. So no real surprises in the district standings. Clay County needing to kind of win out to really change where they're at. Got to have some upsets.
Yeah, it's a big upset. I just wish we could finish third. Not have to be in that playing game. And I guess maybe if we could beat Clark Range, I don't know what happened then, flip a coin or what, but we need to go up there and beat them whenever we go up there. And at least finish tied for third, we'll have a chance for to not be in the play-in game.
Of course, that game that you're alluding to coming this Friday, busy week of ball, three-game schedule, Monday night at home against Jackson, Tuesday on the road at Byrdstown, Friday on the road at Clark Range. Tough week.
Yeah, real tough week. Top three, and, you know, two or three up, or Jackson and Pickett, you know, probably top ten in the state. It don't get much tougher than that in this district anyway.
Girls 7-Day Update's been brought to you by Back Home Electric and owner Brett White, offering all things electrical, including commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more. From your local licensed and insured electrician, count on Back Home Electric for all your electrical needs. We will roll right into Tipsy's final take. That's for before tip-off. Brought to you by Ollie's Place. Coach Sims, we know the story on this one. Teams met back on January the 13th in Jackson County. It was the Lady Blue Devils with the win, 45-44. I'll use a easy word for it. We'll say controversial. A controversial final call there that Clay County fans feel that game was taken away. But, since that night, Clay County has not played good basketball. I'm kind of throwing out the Red Bulling game. It was over a week ago now. We've just got to get better.
Well, we have. And unfortunately, with all this snow and stuff, we ain't got to practice much. I think Matt said he practiced one time, basically, and maybe come in and shot some one day. So it's just going to be on them to play better, you know, because I don't know what else you can do.
Of course, this time of year, you know, we just talked about the three games this week, got three games next week, I believe. It's that, you know, essentially the district tournament starts tonight in one sense as far as that frequency of games. You're just playing on little rest and coming off this long rest, though. How big a problem is that just for momentum? Like you said, limited shots over the last couple weeks. Is it the team that can get going the fastest?
I don't know. Each team, I guess, reacts different to being off. You know, hopefully it'll use the rest and then it'll go to our advantage. But, we'll see. It goes back to what I've been preaching all year. You know, we'll be patient, take good shots. I think we'll be in the game.
I think so. Folks, that's been Tipsy's final take. Sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We'll be right back after the playing of the national anthem.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invite you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. And equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
Welcome back to the H&H on Clement Parks pregame show. Time now for the Gone Country Cafe. Lady Bulldogs starting lineups. Jackson County, the visiting team tonight, wearing those blue travel jerseys, white numerals on them. Head coach Jim Brown, 34th season overall. 14-8 record this year, 4-1 in District 7A play. They do ride a one-game win streak into this contest. Starting for Jackson County, senior number 11, Claire Williams. Senior number 21, Reese Thomas. Sophomore number 30, Lila Smith. Junior number 34, Jules Looper. And the senior number 44, Jalen Mettis. Clay County Lady Bulldogs, head coach Matt Walker, 10th season overall, 203 wins to 102 losses. 10-8 record this year. 2-3 in District 7A play. Clay County rides a one-game win streak into this contest. They wear their white home jerseys tonight, black numerals on them, trim in gold. Starting for Clay County, sophomore number 22, Brooklyn Scott. Junior number 3, Natalie Smith. Junior number 11, Halen Garrison. Senior number 23, Baylor Walden. And a senior number 24, Ella Eads. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., extended hours till 8 p.m. on Monday and Friday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Time to shake off the rust and get this one going. Clay County has not played since Friday the 23rd. Jackson County, I guess, in about that same boat.
They played last Thursday.
Thursday,
they
that's right.
They from Friday to Thursday.
So both of these teams, first time in a day or two, here we are, going to be controlled by a looper for Jackson County. Mendes with it out top, uses the screen, works to the right. Jackson County shooting at the hoop to a right during this first half of play. Garrison going to step out and defend Lila Smith here. Smith to Williams. Williams left wing, drives against Natalie, dishes off to Looper. That's actually Smith. Smith with 30, Looper with 34. I'll have to get that down in my head. Thomas with it right wing. Defended by Walden. Methodical opening possession here. Defended well by Clay County. Meadows into the paint, gets to Thomas. Thomas drives to the elbow, kicks to Williams. 45 seconds gone in this opening quarter. Williams outside to Thomas. Thomas going to back it up. Wants to drive against Walden. Walden slides and denies access. Gives to Smith. Smith to Meadows. Meadows to Williams. Now the first shot attempt, and it's a good one. 3-0, Jackson in front. So the type of possession we just saw Jackson have is exactly what you've been wanting to see out of Clay County.
Yeah.
Good ball movement, good shot selection, shoe time. Ella Eads, top of the key, inside of Brooklyn Scott, underhand layup, no good off the left side. Rebound by Looper, Looper to Meadows, Meadows the other way. She dishes out to Thomas. Thomas fakes baseline, goes into the middle of the lane and just circles around to the other wing. Three-pointer up by Williams, no good. Rebound Brooklyn Scott. Gives off to Natalie Smith. Natalie going to come across the timeline. 6:15 mark of the first quarter. Jackson in front, 3-9. 45-44 the final the last time. Jackson County won by one at home. Hopefully Clay County can get the victory at home tonight. Natalie Smith, the inbound from the baseline, bounces into Baylor. Baylor back into Natalie, back out to Baylor again. Garrison top of the key. Coach Walker sends in his instructions. Natalie takes it over now. 5:50 mark of the first. Clay County looking for their first point. Ella Eads drives to the elbow, circles it back. So that same kind of approach
well,
here.
Showing some patience anyway.
Garrison on the inside loses the handle. Good hustle by Baylor to keep it alive. 5.5 minute mark of the first. Ella defended by Reese Thomas. Eads on the drive. Dishes to
good pass.
Brooklyn Scott. What a pass.
She stuck it too.
Good finish by Brooklyn there. Makes it 3-2. Jackson County back in possession of the basketball. Senior point guard Jalen Meadows out top, picks up the dribble, gives to Looper, now hand it back to Meadows. Ooh, offensive foul call. I missed it.
I don't know who it was on either. I was watching the ball.
Looper. I guess a moving screen or something. Simply didn't see it, but we'll take it. 4:55 and ticking now. First quarter, 3-2. Clay County trailing by one. Eads fires the three. Left side drains it. Ella Eads, well rested from the snow break, has an assist and a three-pointer to her credit already. First quarter action. Second meeting of the year between these District 7A opponents. Clay County in front, 5-3. Reese Thomas, left wing, drives into the paint, gives to Meadows. Meadows' three-pointer away. It's good. Jackson County back in front, 6-5. Two of the richest programs in the state for girls basketball. Natalie Smith drives to the hoop and gets the bucket to go.
Well, we look good these three, four trips.
7-6. Clay County back in front by one. Coach Brown and Coach Walker both on their feet early in this one. Meadows with it, left corner. She fires another three. No good. Rebound, Baker Walden. Baker hands off to Halen, or so I thought. Kept it and gives to Natalie instead. Halfway through this first quarter, 7-6. Thomas, Clay County in front. Going pretty good so far.
Yeah, Jackson County threes is keeping them in the ball game so far. All their points coming on two from distance.
Ella with it, defended by Looper, backs it up, gives to Halen. Halen gives to Natalie. Natalie directs traffic here. Garrison sets the screen. Smith works to the left, defended by Smith. Mount pass inside to Walden. She has it taken away by Jules Looper. Was getting ready to power dribble and spin, and now Walden called for the foul. .310 mark of the first. Tyler Adams checking in for the first time tonight. And we are still playing without the services of Kalia Crawford. Coach Sims, have you got an update on that?
Yeah, I talked to Matt. She's at the doctor right now getting an MRI.
So what was it, a knee issue?
Yeah, they think it's probably a meniscus.
That's a big deal to not have Kalia Crawford. Sometimes starts in this lineup, all the time is seeing action. And to not have her services is a big deal. Of course, didn't have Red Bull another night.
Oh, I really thought she might be able to play tonight because she really wasn't walking that bad down there. But those meniscus or cartilage, what they used to call them, you know, sometimes you come back real quick. Sometimes if they have to do surgery, you're out for a while. So you just have to see what the doctors say, I guess.
On the season, Crawford averaging 3.8 points per contest to go with 2.5 rebounds. Clea does a lot of stuff defensively, one of the better defenders on the team, and really going to miss her presence on that end. Clay County on the offensive here, 225 in dwindling first quarter, 7-6. Neither team had a massive lead in the last contest. As I recall, it was close throughout. It's been close throughout this one. Eads on the inside drive gets to Smith. Smith going to be tied up for the ball, jump ball called. Possession arrow favors Jackson County. So Coach Brown's squad going to take it back over. Jackson County on the year, 14-8. Of course, they played Pickett County recently. That was a seven-point loss to the Lady Bobcats. 76-69, the score in that one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Of course, I say recently. It was two games ago for them, which was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it has been a lot more than that at one time. I think it'd been like 15 or 17.
Already.
Yeah.
Had some late to make it seem closer than it was.
Well, I just know I checked the score, and it's down about 15.
Garrison fires a deep three. Couldn't get her first attempt to go. Rebound Reese Thomas. Thomas presses ahead to Smith. Smith outside to Williams. Williams to Meadows. Meadows a head fake and a drive. Gets to the hoop and scores. Would it be fair to say that it was Meadows who hurt us the last time?
Yeah, she was the leader for the Lady Blue Devils with 19 in that last contest against Clay County. And right there, it's just a deadly first step. And she with the blow-by there, Daniel.
Savvy player. Puts Jackson County back in front, 8-7. They have a one-point lead. 1 minute left in this first quarter. LAE's on the drive. She backs it up now. Works against Reese Thomas. Dishes off to Natalie Smith. Natalie against Meadows. Now Baylor Walden, top of the key. She fires a three. Ooh, no good. Went halfway in, rolled out. Tyler Adams called for the foul. Fighting for the rebound. Second team foul against Clay County in the quarter. Walden going to come out and get a breather. Brooklyn Scott checks back in. 8-7, 50 seconds in ticking as Meadows takes the inbound pass. Gets instructions from Jim Brown and crosses the timeline. Gives it off to Banks to Williams. Talked about Baleen's last time at Jackson County. They've got three or four players that are all pretty long.
Yeah.
On the inside, Thomas kicks out to Meadows. Her three from the corner is good. Second triple of the first quarter for Jalen Meadows. Makes it 11-7. 15 seconds left in the quarter. Jackson leads by four. Ella Eads drives, backs it up. 5 seconds. Comes back to the top of the key to right block. Ooh, what a boot. Gets the bucket off right side. Ella Eads looks sharp on that one. First quarter ends. We've got a one-possession ball game. Jackson County 11, Clay County 9.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where the Lady Dogs lead the Lady Blue Devils, trail the Lady Blue Devils of Jackson County 11-9, headed into the second quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Solana Lumber Company. Clay County's being led by the senior Ella Eads with 5 first quarter points. Natalie Smith, Brooklyn Scott, both with 2. It's Jalen Meadows for Jackson County, who has 8 first quarter points. Claire Williams with the other 3. And Jackson County leads Clay County by 2, 11-9. This Lady Dog scoring summary is brought to you by Solana Lumber. Serving you since 1962, Solana Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Solana Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Second quarter action, Clay County with the opening possession. Ellie's had the bucket in the first quarter. She passes inside to Natalie Smith. Jackson County leads by 2, 11-9. Walden top of the key, defended by Looper. Bounces it inside to Scott at 3 seconds. No offensive foul.
Oh, man.
So we saw one of those go against Jackson County. Brooklyn Scott called for the offensive foul.
Yeah, I didn't really see her doing anything. She may have had her arms around kind of hooking. I don't know.
During halftime of this girls' game, we will see the induction of the 16th class of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, the class of 2025. We will be on air for that. Three-pointer taken by Reese Thomas. No good. Rebound Banks. Banks dishes it back to a teammate. Loses the handle. Smith couldn't pick it up. Banks regathers. Gets it to Thomas. Thomas to Meadows. Meadows works against Natalie Smith. Goes under the hoop. Dishes outside to Banks. Banks now going to drive against Walden, and she travels, double dribbles. Talked about during that Red Bulling game the defensive prowess of Beggar Walden. We see her displaying some of it there as she creates the turnover, working against Savannah Banks. Clay County looking to tie here, maybe take a one-point lead. Walden on the inside, her shot blocked by Looper. There's some of that length we talked about. Jackson County with the basketball now. Thomas gives to Looper. Looper to Banks. Banks out Tom. 6:35 mark of the second. 11-9. And a really good first quarter. Neither team has scored much in this second quarter. Maybe none at all.
No, I don't think so.
Ella Eads with the rebound. She heads the other way, looking to change the fortunes of it for Clay County. Turnaround jumper's good. Ella looking sharp tonight.
Yeah, she's playing good.
Tie ball game, 11-11. Eads with 7 of Clay County's 11 by my count. My count is very unofficial. We always go with Thomas on that.
You're on it, Daniel.
6-minute mark of the second. 11-11. Meadows on the drive. Foul on Natalie Smith. Her first. Another good class. Talked about those Clay County Sports Hall of Fame members. Neil Bartlett, John Godwin, Faye Strong Watson, and Darrell Collins. We'll just talk about them. 30-second timeout taken here by Jackson County. Coach Sims, Of course, you're an inaugural member of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, going all the way back to its inception in 2010. A committee member, I know it means a lot to you, not only to be a member, but to help welcome the others. You were in the reception earlier in the cafeteria, getting to talk to everybody. I was glad to see that.
Yeah, I really enjoy, you know, going there. I don't think I've missed one yet. I was going to have to miss this one. If we'd played Friday, I would have, but the snow kind of saved me. But, yeah, I enjoy going to it, you know, congratulating everybody, talking to them. Most of them, a lot of them played for me or played on the boys' team while I was coaching, or I watched them play, but all definitely deserving to be in.
Absolutely, absolutely. A missed three-pointer by Banks, cleaned up by Lila Smith, the sophomore. Smith with her first points. Put Jackson County back in front, 13-11. Eads left wing, gives to Garrison. Garrison, top of the key, hands off to Natalie. Natalie back to Ella. Ella steps back, thought about a three, gives to Brooklyn Scott, who dishes outside to Natalie Smith after driving towards the hoop. 5:25 left in the second. Inside to Baylor. Baylor into the paint. Underneath move, missed the shot. Rebound Banks. Baylor had a good move to get to the hoop. Meadows being denied access at the baseline, gives to Williams out top. 5 minutes left in the first half. 13-11 the score. Jackson County with the two-point lead. Meadows likes to drive right under that goal. Taken away here by Garrison from Smith. Haylen going to cross the timeline with it. Dishes off to Brooklyn Scott. Brooklyn to Baylor at right wing. Now Ella, who swings to Natalie, and we reset here. 13-11. Clay County looking for the tie. Eads inside. Shot up. Good. And the foul. Claire Williams called for the foul.
Good shot.
Ella Eads playing strong in this one. Always kind of go to Ella whenever things aren't going good and saying it's got to be her. You know, Ella's got to be the one. Well, she's definitely leading the way tonight.
Shooting for double figures right here. Just 4:29 left here in the first half. She got it.
Completed that three-point play. Of course, he's on the season a 77% free throw shooter. That's actually down a little bit. She usually operates in around the 81% range.
Well, that one game that nobody could hit once.
I think she's one of seven.
Yeah, something like that. Really
crazy, crazy. Hurt. We missed a ton.
Like 10 out of 24 or something like that.
Yeah, bad. Halfway through this second quarter, Meadows on the inside drive. Her shot blocked by Natalie Smith. Oh, we got Meadows and Smith tying it up here. And the officials not calling anything, just saying, hey, y'all need to stop. You kind of saw Meadows grab Smith, it looked like, from our vantage point. What'd you see, Tom?
That's kind of what I saw.
I didn't really see it.
Looked like frustration from Meadows, who's usually a really controlled, emotional player. Natalie Smith blocked the shot, and they got tangled up somehow.
It's a great matchup between those two.
Yeah. Good job by the official, kind of no-calling it, but just saying, hey, something's not good here. Y'all need to quit. Here we are, Clay County back with it. Clay County leading by one, 14-13. 3:30 left in this second quarter. Both of these squads playing really similarly tonight. Just a slow pace, what Coach Sims called for, taking good shots. Here's Natalie with one, partially blocked by Vanna Banks. Rebound Claire Williams, and now a foul going to be called on Smith. Her second. We don't need anybody picking up three in this first half. We're playing with six girls tonight, essentially. Since we don't have access to Clea Crawford. Now, that's no disrespect to Izzy Smith, Haley Roberts, or Chandley Rich. They're all capable of coming into action. Just simply have not used them much this year. Meadows with an inside drive. Jackson County back in front by one, 15-14. Timeout taken by Clay County. We'll be right back.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, Lady Dogs Trail, the Lady Blue Devils of Jackson County by one, 15-14, a little over 3 minutes left here in the half.
And leads on the inbound, gives to Walden. Walden back deeds. The pressure's beat. 3 minutes left, as Thomas said here, in this second quarter. Garrison, a shot fake, and works for a left. Step back. Thought about a three. Gives off to Walden instead.
Looks like she's got a shot yet, has she?
Ella now with it. 2:45 left. Back to Garrison. Garrison scoreless in this first half. Tyler with it. Kicks back to Halen. Halen being harassed there by Riley Smith. Maintains the handle. 2.5 minutes left in the second. 15-14. Clay trails by one. Clay County 2-3 in conference play, and Jackson County 4-1 in the district. Walden against Reese Thomas, taken away by Havana Banks. Banks to Williams. Williams across the timeline to Thomas. Thomas outside to Williams again. Her three-pointer no good. Meadows over the back with the rebound.
That should have been a
foul. Kicks it outside to Smith, who drives uncontested to the hoop. Lila Smith with the bucket. I may have called her Riley Smith earlier. If so, I apologize. Riley plays for Red Bullet, I believe. 17-14. Still a single possession game, but the three-point variety. Jackson County with the lead. Garrison, three ball. No good. Off the back of the rim. Rebound, nobody. Baker Walden was fighting for it. The official gives it to Clay County. Looked to me like Baylor touched it last.
That might have made up for that call they missed down here on the other end a while ago.
Could have. Minute 35 left. Is that an inbound from the corner? Works it into Natalie out top. Walden, Scott, Smith, Garrison, and Eads on the court for the Lady Dogs. Garrison walks.
Oh, yeah. See a lot of players that catch the ball, they run through it. They usually don't call it anymore, but I see it a lot of times when it's not called. That's what she did.
Yeah. Took those, like you said, ran through the catch. Minute 15 left in this first half. Jackson County looking to build on their three-point lead. Low scoring affair, 17-14. Williams kicks to Meadows. Meadows against Smith. Hands off to Banks. Banks top of the key. Gives to Meadows. Meadows to Smith. Under a minute to play now in this second quarter. Inside drive. Williams misses the layup. Whistles blowing the rebound, and Jackson County's called for the foul. Havana Banks. First personal for her. 50 seconds in this second quarter. Natalie Smith hands off to L.A. Eads. Ella across the timeline. Coach Walker sends in his instructions. Garrison sets the screen. Ella gives to Halen. Halen working against Smith. Takes her to the block. Picks up the dribble. Fadeaway jumper blocked by Smith. Take him back away by Garrison. Garrison to Scott. Scott on the dribble. She's fouled by Havana Banks. Banks thought it was a clean block, but official disagreed. So we'll see Brooklyn Scott go to the free throw line to shoot two. Brooklyn, another of these Lady Dogs that's a really good free throw shooter. First one's away and good.
Well, we were very fortunate to get that ball back there. Get points, at least 1 point here, and them not getting any more.
Brooklyn on the season had hit 11 of 15 for 73%. Coming into this one, she's 1 of 2 on that trip. Williams the rebound. So a 2-point game with 20 seconds left in the first half. 17-15, Jackson County the lead. They'll have the last shot. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Meadows against Smith. Not Smith, but Adams. I'm sorry. Tyler called for the foul. I didn't see any contact from her. It was not Tyler giving the foul. Ella Eads called for the foul from the backside. Actually, 23. Baker Walden, not 24, Ella Eads. second personal for Baylor and met us at the line with 3 seconds left in the first half to shoot two. Personal's no good.
Good.
Jackson County typically scores north of 50 in their ball games. Last time we played them, we hit them to 45. So far in the first half, they're sitting on 17. Make it 18 as Meadows hits our second free throw. Smith on the inbound, 3 seconds on the clock. Natalie with it. Shot at the buzzer, no good. First half ends, 18-15. Jackson County leads in the season's second. Flash on the Cumberland. We'll go to a short break. Come back for the induction of the 16th class of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome into the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County trails Jackson County by 3, 18-15 here at the break in Salina. We just witnessed the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame Class of 2025 get inducted. We did our best. I don't know that our audio kept up with what Kevin Donaldson was saying there, Daniel, but what a great class.
Oh, outstanding group. Yeah, we're just not set up the way I'd like to be for that. We don't want to sit up here and talk and narrate during the middle of what's a quiet ceremony, too. So we apologize for that. But, yeah, Faye Strong Watson, Neil Bartlett, Darrell Collins, John Godwin, different generations, different avenues in which they impacted sports here in Clay County. And just for the all-time greats, what can you say, making up this 16th class?
No doubt about it. Congratulations to them. And now it's time for your first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County, Jackson County, it's been back and forth here in the first half. Largest lead was 4 after a Jackson County 3 when they led 11-7 before Ella E. scored a bucket to make it 11-9 to end the first quarter. And then the Lady Blue Devils outscored the Lady Dogs 7-6 in this low-scoring affair in the second quarter to claim a 3-point lead at 18-15 here at the break. Leading the way for Clay County, Ella Eads into double figures with 10 first-half points. Nally Smith has 2, and Brooklyn Scott 3 for the Lady Dogs. Claire Williams 3, Lila Smith 4, and Jayla Meadows leads all scorers with 11 here at the break for Jackson County, who lead Clay County by 3, 18-15. Here at halftime. Stay with us for much more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Time for the local sports lowdown brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, your local authorized rain or garage door dealer. We'll start off with Salina K-8 basketball. Both junior high teams will be playing in the TMWSWA tournament. That begins today. The girls have a bye. The boys play at home in Bobby Bartlett Gymnasium. 6 o'clock tip. They are playing DeKalb West, I think. Let's see. Coach Marty Maxfield told me yes. Playing DeKalb West at 6 o'clock at home in what is the region semifinals. The girls did not have an opponent for that. They get a bye on to the next round. I think that's going to be on Thursday, not 100% sure. Regular season up to this point, junior high girls 6-12 record. Boys a strong 16-3 record. Girls top scorers, Harper Garrison, Paige Gross, Ayla Kendall, Callie Baxter, and Kendall Woods, kind of in order for them. Boys are led by Cameron King, then Brogan Maxfield, Jared Copeland, Avery Smith, Mason Johnson, and Lane Mills in the rank of scoring average. Raptors 9-0-5. They're 10-5 and on a four-game losing streak. After a magical run earlier in the year, they fell to the Long Island Nets 93-109 last Friday, then lost back-to-back games on Monday and Wednesday to the Osceola Magic, 109-112 and 109-118. Tyreek scored 15, 20, and 19 in those losses. They next play Thursday, February 5th, against the Grand Rapids Gold. This week's Hulk Sports Slowdown has been brought to you by Kermit Exteriors, your local authorized rain or garage door dealer, offering you doors, windows, siding, roof, and more. They're the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. And I just noticed is we've got Lila Smith knocking down a three-pointer. I assume that Parker Donaldson and company have windows. I said they had winders. I don't know if that's the same thing or not, but
pretty close.
So Jackson County takes their biggest lead of the contest, 21-15. 6 points the difference. Walden to Eads. Eads across the timeline. Eagle weaves into the paint. Dishes to Brooklyn Scott. And her shot off the glass, no good. Rebound Claire Williams. Williams quickly the other way. Full head of steam all the way to the rack. Her shot no good. Rebound Brooklyn Scott. So the team swamped quick possessions there. And we stay at a six-point game, 21-15. Coach, what about any changes you'd like to see first half to second?
Well, I thought we played pretty good the first half. We were pretty patient, took good shots for the most part.
Ella takes a good look at a three there. Couldn't get her first attempt of the third quarter to go. The teams have switched ends of the court here. Jackson County works at the hoop to our left during this second half. Clay County, the hoop to our right. Jackson County throws one away here.
Yeah, that's good. We don't need to let them make a run, you know, stretch this thing from 6 to 12 or something real quick.
We're not built to cut into a double-digit lead or something. 21-15. Natalie Smith crosses the half court, drives into the corner in a trap. Bounce passes out to Scott. Scott to Eads. Ella works against Jalen Mettis. Two outstanding senior guards doing battle there. Ella shot no good off the right side. Brooklyn the rebound, gets it to Natalie. Natalie drives. Her shot no good, but she's fouled. So Smith goes to the line, her first trip to that spot tonight. 52% free throw shooter on the season. Has hit 42 of 61. Hits the first one here.
Been doing a lot better lately. I'll probably jinx her.
Yeah.
One game she hit like 6 out of 7. Like that.
Timeout taken here between the free throws, I guess, by Coach Brown. 6:10 mark of the third. We'll play an ad and come back after one.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Natalie Smith shoots and makes it a four-point game. Jackson County leads 21-17.
4 points now the difference. Smith perfect on that trip. Cuts it to a four-point game. Banks, right wing, gives to Williams out top. She works to the right, picks up the dribble. Reese Thomas now shuffled the feet. I thought they could have got her for a travel, but they didn't. Banks fires a three. No good. Rebound Helen Garrison. Garrison scoreless in this one. Second leading scorer on the team. Averages 12.1 per contest. And now she gets one to go. And feels good about it. Good to see some emotion.
Really hadn't had any shots. You know?
No.
She shot like 1-3, I think, the first half.
Yeah. You might spell down on you some there, Coach.
Oh.
Yeah, just didn't get a lot of looks.
No.
Maybe passed up a couple of looks. Misses the three-point play, though, on the free throw. Jackson County back with the basketball. Their lead cut to two. Williams tries to hit a three. Ends up airballing. It goes out of bounds. Claire Williams, a strong player, had a good night the last time down in Jackson County. May not have had a huge score in that, but really affected the game.
She was in the double figures with 12. In that contest, knocked down the first points for Jackson County in this one with a three, but that's been it.
I think for her, what's strong about her game, she can play post or guard. Kind of can go inside or out, whatever Coach Brown needs. Jackson County back with it after a quick empty Clay County trip. Reese Thomas, three-pointer left wing, good. Stretches back to a five-point game. 24-19. Natalie Smith works against the Banner Banks. Crosses the timeline, and she's fouled.
Got to six there. Clay County was trailing by six. Coach talked about they didn't need to make a run. We cut back into it with four quick points.
It's really important to keep it, you know, five or less. You know, you can always, I think down there, you know, we was down like four or five going in the last quarter. End up, should have won the game. If we can just hang around, you know, and stay close.
Three ball, Garrison. Now she's feeling it. Got that bucket to go on the inside drive on a couple trips ago, and now adds her first three-pointer. Of course, Halen holds the single-game mark against Jackson County with made three-pointers when she hit five last season. Havana Banks fires a three from the corner. It's good. Coach Brown's squad heating up.
Yeah.
Back-to-back triples.
We turned it over.
So
stepped on the inbound line, throwing it in.
27-22. Jackson County looking for a two-for-one here with the made three-pointer. Now the turnover. Williams to Metis. Metis back out to Williams. Long two-pointer from the corner. No good. Rebound Natalie Smith. Couldn't hang on to it, though. Banks ends up with it.
Been over the back.
Metis fires her three. Three three-pointers in the last three trips. Make it four, Thomas says, for the game.
Six-point trip.
Wow. Timeout taken by Clay County. Full timeout. Halfway through this third quarter. We're at that eight-point difference now. 30-22, Clay County trails.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Four threes in the quarter for Jackson County. They lead by eight after scoring 12 from behind the arc, Danny.
They are hot. Clay County needs to come up with a bucket here to stop the flow. Eads on the inbound. Defended by Metis. Hands off to Natalie. 3:40 and ticking, third quarter. Biggest lead of the night for Jackson County. 8 points is the difference. Garrison inside drive has her shot blocked by Lila Smith. There's some of the length of Jackson County just coming into effect. Smith with the steal, making Natalie Smith this time for the black, purple, and gold. And she's fouled in a go to the line. Lila Smith called for the foul. Hadn't seen Jules Looper in a while. Of course, he's got Smith, Looper, and Havana Banks that are all real tall and long.
Yeah, he's got three or four. They're not that big, but they're just bigger than us.
Yeah.
You know, 5'9 range, we're 5'5.
Smith misses the first, hits the second, makes the 7-point game, 30-23. Clay County on the season, 10-8. Jackson County 14-8. Metis on the drive. Bucket's good. Foul against Natalie Smith, her third. Clay County a one-game losing streak in the series because of that January 13th matchup down in Gainesboro. Walker's longest win streak against Jackson County was 13 games during some of the dark years for Coach Brown down there. 2018 through 2024, we won 13 straight over the Lady Devils.
Yeah, that was a different world than it was when I was coaching against them.
No doubt. Thomas, I missed you. Who had the bucket?
Natalie Smith with a blow-by and an athletic move and finish.
Yeah, credit to Coach Brown for staying during tough years. I mean, they struggled to win a game.
Right, one year they did win a game.
I didn't. Okay, so went 0-for on the season. You're talking about a program that has nine state titles, eight to his credit, something like that.
8 or 9.
Anyway, but yeah, that's definitely when that streak happened. Walker all time 16-5 in his 21 prior meetings. against Jackson County. 8-1 right here in Joe Sims Gym against them. 32-25, 7-point ball game. Jackson County with the lead. Ella Eads on the inside drive. Spins to the rack. Shot. Good. And the foul. Ella Eads taking over. She did it in the first quarter, and now here deep in the third quarter doing it again.
Yeah, that's her first points of the second half here for Clay County. Like you said, got to have the senior closer.
Ella leads us with 13.4 per contest. That's down a little. We hit that rough stretch where nobody was scoring. She misses the free throw, does not have the three-point play on that trip. But her field goal did cut it to a five-point game, 32-27, 2:15 left in this third quarter. Jackson County maintains possession. Here comes Jules Looper back in. Havana Banks comes out. Looper, a junior. Banks, a sophomore. The only senior. Well, you got Claire Williams and Jalen Meadows. Only two seniors that see the floor primarily. Of course, the same for Clay County with Eads and Walden. Williams with it at the free throw line. Gives to her classmate, Meadows. Meadows hands off to Reese Thomas.
Walt.
Thomas also a senior. I'm sorry. Three seniors in this starting lineup for Coach Brown. Ah, Natalie Smith called for her foul. Gets her fourth personal. I didn't like that when she kind of leaned the hip there. I get it, but just one of those tough.
Yeah, that's, I let it go sometimes, you know, but she did bump her a little.
Yeah. Four personal fouls for Natalie Smith. Tyler Adams checks in for her. No Clea Crawford tonight for Coach Walker. She's out with a knee injury. Garrison, three ball, left side.
Yes.
Yeah! Halen with her second triple of the game, both of them coming in this third quarter. All of her points, as a matter of fact, all eight of them coming in this third quarter. 32-30. And that's the thing, you're talking about somebody in Garrison that's putting up 12-13 a game. To have her none in the first half, just a hurtful thing. Good to see her heating up. Minute 15 left, down to a two-point game. 32-30. It was at eight, Coach Sims. We've cut it to two.
Yeah.
Williams gets one to go from left side.
This stops the Clay County 7-0 run, Daniel. Largest lead was nine.
Yeah,
Clay County ripped off seven.
Nine at one time.
55 seconds and ticking third quarter. Ella Eads, top of the key, defended by Williams, uses a Brooklyn Scott screen, steps back, fires the three. Ooh, no good. Getting her own rebound. Thought she was going to. Jules Looper pulls it down, though. Gives to Meadows. Meadows across the timeline.
Pick her up.
Meadows all the way to the rack. She runs over. Oh, trashy call by the official. Worst of the night so far. I thought they'd done a good job to that point.
Well, Scott didn't quite get there. She tried to move it to the last second to get in front of Meadows. And I think that's what got her, the lean.
Well, that's what got Natalie on the defensive block in a little bit ago. Didn't really move the feet, but leaned the hip, you know. 35 seconds left in this third quarter. Back to a five-point Jackson County lead as Meadows hits the first free throw. Second one coming. It's away and good. I'd say she is a pretty high percentage free throw shooter if I had my guess. 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Clay County needs to cut this six-point lead. They won't do it that way. Williams takes it away. Claire Williams dishes out to Jalen Meadows. She'll back it up into the corner. Gives off to Reese Thomas. Jackson County with the option to hold for the last shot. Banks to Smith. Smith to Meadows. Down to 10 seconds left in this third quarter. Jalen Meadows. Jackson County up 36-30. Meadows drives, kicks to Banks. Banks to Smith. Smith a shot fake. Half a second on the clock as she heaves it. It's no good. We're through three here at Joe Sims Gym. The Lady Bulldogs trail the Lady Blue Devils 30-36.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where Clay County trails Jackson County 36-30. They're down by six here in the girls' game, headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Ella Eads leading Clay County with 12 points. Haylen Garrison has eight, all coming in that third quarter. Natalie Smith, seven. Brooklyn Scott, three. For Jackson County, Jalen Meadows leads the way, only player into double figures with 18 as they lead Clay County 36-30. This Lady Dog scoring summary is brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of two decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community, home builders and DIYers.
Well,
we're
tracking
this.
It's
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project
quarter to
partner
go.
Every step of the way.
8 minutes to do it. Trailing by six. Like Coach Simmons said, within striking distance. Just got to do it. Garrison, inside drive, out to Walden. Baylor banks it up, gives to Ella. 7.5 minutes left in this one, 36-30. Jackson leads by six. Early on, it was kind of back and forth. Jackson County's led for, I don't know, two straight quarters now?
Yeah, they've led pretty much throughout after back and forth early on, Daniel. And then what gets me, it was 18-15, Jackson County's favor at the half. That was the score of the third quarter. Lady Blue Devils outscored the Lady Dogs 18-15.
That's one of the few times I've seen that call this year.
3 seconds?
3 seconds.
Yeah. Ella got in there and was pivoting. Well defended, and 3 seconds was the call. 36-30, Jackson County with it. Clay County needing a stop. Adams against Williams, the senior against the freshman. Williams called for the travel.
Good.
The win by the freshman Adams. Looks like Williams a little bit of a shove afterwards. Second time tonight, a Lady Blue Devil has showed some frustration.
This is a big game. Rivalry game means a lot here in the district standings, Daniel, and both teams want it pretty bad.
No doubt. 6:50 left in this fourth quarter. Clay County needing a bucket. Trailing by six. 36-30. Natalie Smith with it at the volleyball line. Bounce pass to Baylor. Baylor hands off to Ella. Ella on the drive. Shot no good, but she's fouled.
And that's that went. She gets the foul shots.
Yeah, two and one opportunities already for Ella on the night. Almost had a third right there.
And credit Coach Walker. That's a new set we're seeing with Ella Eads coming off hard downhill, isn't it, Coach?
Well, probably. I don't. A lot of these things that they do look kind of the same to me. I don't know exactly what he calls anything, but yeah, that's a good look though.
Ella gets them both, 36-32, down to a 4-point game. Banks, right wing for Jackson County. Dishes off to Reese Thomas. She hands back to Smith. Smith defended by Tyler Adams. Dishes inside. That pass taken away by Becker Walden. Good job by Adams and Walden pairing up with the pressure for the turnover. Here's a chance for the Lady Dogs to cut it. Tyler on the inside, taken away by Banks. Banks has it knocked away by Scott. And it's Jackson County ball. Would have liked to have had points on that trip.
Yeah, we had a good opportunity there, but it didn't work out.
Meadows back with it for Jackson County. Top of the key. Dishes off to Thomas. Thomas to Williams. 6 minutes left. 44-45, the final last time. Right now, 36-32. Jackson with the lead. Reese Thomas drives into the paint, back out to Havana Banks. She drives to the hoop. Nice move. Gets the bucket. Pretty talented sophomore.
Yeah, she went around us like we wasn't even there.
Walden across the timeline. Gives to Ella. 5:25 left. Eads, Adams, Walden, Garrison, and Scott. For Clay County, Natalie Smith getting a breather with those four personals. Eads to the hoop. Shot off the glass.
Good.
Good
shot.
Got a tough one to go.
Tough shot.
She's creeping towards 20 with that one. 5 minutes left. 38-34. Reese Thomas, left wing. Gives off to a teammate. That's Smith with it. Now a foul call against Tyler. Coach Brown up, just kind of looking down there at him. You know, what a tough thing. Of course, Matt Walker, a 10-year veteran. Jim Brown, a 34-year veteran. And then, you know, you can do something for a long time and not necessarily be great at it. Well, he's done it for a long time and is great at it.
Yeah.
You know, so double trouble there. Tough to go against Coach Brown.
Well, most of them, if you're not too good at it, you won't last as long as he has.
No, we're probably looking at 6 more years guaranteed, Lord willing, for him. Got a daughter, I think, around 7th grade range and that he's coaching, so you got to think he'll stick around for that.
Well,
I hear
he'll
probably
coach as long as he's teaching, you know. I asked him very well, or a few years ago, he's going to quit. He said, if I quit, they'd make me teach something.
Well, I think that may have been why he hung around during those tough years.
It was. He's got a pretty sweet deal down there. He's AD, and that's pretty much about all he does, that coach basketball.
Deservedly so, I guess, after that many years.
Well, fortunately for him, he's done that ever since he's been there pretty much.
Empty trip for Clay County there. Hate to see that. Haven't cut to 4. 4 minutes left in this ball game. Don't want to see too many empty trips, Thomas. Garrison called for a foul.
Yeah, Clay County's done a good job, like Coach said, staying in contact, got it to a 4-point game here in the fourth quarter. Viable shot to win this game.
Jalen Meadows at the line. She's had a good night from everywhere on the floor, particularly there at the free throw line. First one's away, no good.
That's it.
3:56 on this clock. Second attempt's away. Good. 5-point game. Natalie Smith is back in the action here. She has it crossing the timeline. The junior point guard sets up shot. Works to Ella at left wing. Ella inside to Baylor. Baylor on the block. To the hoop. Shot up. Good.
Good shot.
Baylor Walden. Maybe first point.
No, we need to stop.
3:35 left in this one, and Baylor with a timely bucket. 39-36. Jackson County with the 3-point lead. Williams out top. Works to her left to the free throw line. Bangs into Ella. Picks up the dribble. Underhand layup. No good. Rebound Walden. Here we go.
Great defense by the senior Ella Eads that time, Daniel, in the post.
Absolutely. Doing it well on both ends tonight is Ella Eads. Last regular season meeting, potentially the last meeting ever, depending on how the brackets work out, with the Blue Devils for these seniors out here. Clara Williams, Reese Thomas, Jalen Meadows, Ella Eads, Baylor Walden, all seniors. Garrison tries the deep three, missed off the front of the rim. Meadows back with it for Jackson County. Nearly taken away by Garrison, but a bucket instead for Jalen Meadows back to a 5-point game.
Yeah, we almost
36-41. Timeout taken here by Coach Walker. We have not talked in length about our presenting sponsor, Well Worth Bank, tonight, and we'd like to do that during this timeout.
Yeah, we appreciate Well Worth Bank, of course, for being our presenting sponsor this basketball season. Of course, Bank of Salina is now Well Worth Bank, but don't worry, the bank hasn't changed hands. They're still the same people and the same service you rely on, just with a new name and a new look, because you're Well Worth, a bank that believes in you. For years, Citizens Family of Banks has been operating in our communities under several names, including the Bank of Salina. Now they're all coming together under one new name. You can still find Russell West and all the friendly faces you know in that iconic building in downtown Salina, and their heart for serving the people of this community is the same as it has been for more than 100 years. Well Worth Bank, care in common. We'll go to break. Clay County trails by 5.
For years, the Citizens Family of Banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here live, Lady Bulldog basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank. Natalie Smith going to the free throw line to shoot two.
These are pretty big.
Black, purple, and gold trail by five. Natalie hits the first. Clay County on the road tomorrow night in Byrdstown against the Lady Bobcats. And then on the road Friday. To Clark Range. Natalie Smith makes them both. Nice trip to the line for Natalie on that one. Single possession game, folks, 41-38. 2:15 left. Jackson County with the basketball and the lead. Getting down to the nitty-gritty. Reese Thomas, defended by Baylor Wallner. Gives off to Banks. Banks to Mattis. Mattis to Smith. All of these players have points tonight for Jackson County. Can't lay off any of them. They're all scorers.
They're in a kind of semi-delay. If they get a layup, they'll probably take it. But if not, they're going to keep passing and dribbling.
Down to a minute 40. Clay County with two team fouls in the quarter. Minute and a half left. Coach Walker telling his girls plenty of time. Plenty of time here. 90 seconds to go. Trailing by three, Reese Thomas, defended by Becker Walden. Jackson County doing a good job so far. So here's a foul on the floor. That's the third. So it'll take two more to send Jackson County to the free throw line. Williams to inbound from the sideline. Minute 15 left on the inbound.
It'd be nice if we get the ball back. That'd have to put them on the line.
Reese Thomas, foul by Leeds. One of those good fouls there, trying to create a turnover. Minute 7 left. Williams to inbound. The next foul will send Jackson County to the free throw line to shoot two. Meadows with it, defended by Garrison. Minute 5 left. Jackson County up by three. 41-38. Still a lot of time. 55 seconds and
ticking.
Nearly a turnover. Meadows gets it. Back to Smith. She fires a three. Missed it. Rebound Brooklyn Scott. And Banks fouls her. So Jackson County now going to be on the defensive. Clay County on the offensive. Looper checking back in. Havana Banks checking out. 43.9 seconds left. Clay County trailing by three.
I don't think Jill was real happy with that shot.
No, probably not.
I don't think I would have been. Oh, they done took 2 minutes off. Then they shoot a three with 40 seconds to go.
Clay County probably going to play quickly to the inside. Going to fire the three. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Nearly with the tie. Fighting for the rebound. Looper pulls it down.
Man, that looked
24
good
seconds
up.
And ticking. Baker Walden on the foul. I didn't know if we would quickly go for the 2-point or go for the three.
We had a good look there. We'll get a better look now. We had to take it.
Yeah, every time we get that, we need to pull the trigger on it for sure. 22.2 seconds on this call. And we've got, here's the problem. Jalen Mendez at the line. Of course, she missed one of her last two from there on the night. I don't know.
She's 4-for-7.
Not a bad thing. If she hits one, it's a two-possession game.
Yeah. First one's away. No good.
Maybe she'll miss this one.
22.2 seconds left. I've not tracked timeouts, but both teams have some left. Jackson up by three.
Yeah,
still just a three-point game. Brooklyn Scott the rebound. She's going to bring it up to court. 15 seconds on the clock. Brooklyn Scott dishes to Natalie Smith. Timeout taken. 14.8 seconds left. 30-second timeout here. Coach Sims, what do you think? We got the ball. Trailing by three, 14.8. Are we looking for a three-point shot here?
Yeah, I would be.
go ahead and be go ahead and try to tie with the three.
Yeah, I wouldn't be looking for nothing else but a three.
Of course, Garrison had a hot hand in the third. Ellis hit three-pointers. They're the only two Lady Dogs that have a make from behind the arc on the night.
Well, not
really the only two that's taken it.
Yeah,
Bader Walter may have
Bader, they can both hit them. You know, it ain't like they can't.
Right.
Whoever gets one, that's who needs to take it, you know. They get a good look. It's going to be hard to get a good look, but
go ahead and do it quickly. That way you got some time after.
If you can get it quickly.
If you can get it quick.
Well, baseline out of bounds, that's good for the Lady Dogs.
Yeah, that's the best place to get a shot is down there off the baseline.
Here we go. Natalie Smith, the inbound. 14.8 seconds left. Jackson with the three-point lead. Smith works it into Garrison. Garrison left wing, defended by Smith. Halen, top of the key, three-pointer, no good. Hit the front of the iron, did not go.
Well, we had two good looks at it. Both of them were short.
We walk to the other end where it's going to be Claire Williams shooting two. A make of any kind ends it. 6.7 on the clock.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I mean, strange things have happened, but, yeah, you get 4-point lead with that little time.
First one's away and good. Makes it the dreaded two-possession game.
Yeah, they...
One more attempt coming. Makes it. 5 points to difference. 6.7 on the clock. Got to do it quick. L on the inbound. Drives, stops, shoots the three. No good. Buzzer sounds. This one ends. Two tough, close clash on the Cumberlands this year in girls basketball action. Jackson County won the first one 45-44. They win the second one 43-38.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank. Care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym here at Clay County High School. where we just witnessed the Lady Dogs fall to the Lady Blue Devils by 5, 43-38. We'll now do the Lady Dog wrap-up, brought to you by EcoPounds of Tennessee. Low-scoring first half, Coach, is Jackson County led by 3 at the break, 18-15. And same score in the third quarter, as Jackson County outscored the Lady Dogs 18-15 to go up by 6. And you said it then, we can't let them get out of range. And Clay County didn't do that and stayed in this one, Coach.
No, we hung with them. I mean, we first quarter, you know, it was kind of back and forth. Then we got down 4 or 5, but it, we talked about, I think 9 was the most it got. But we kept it, you know, around the 5-point mark most of the game. And, you know, that's within striking distance. And like we were talking about, you know, we had two really good looks there to tie it in the last 30 seconds. Just couldn't get one to fall. But, you know, we played, I thought, pretty solid for the most part. You know, Ella had a really good game. Hadn't been for her scoring a bunch. You know, we probably got beat 20, I guess, because nobody else was able to pick it up a whole lot. Halen didn't get a lot of shots. And Natalie hit some foul shots. I don't know if she did anything else or not. But we just have a hard time scoring. You know, it's a... especially against good teams that play good defense, we just have a hard time.
Yeah, you mentioned Ella Eads led the way for Clay County with 16 points. Bader Walden had 2. Halen Garrison, 8, all coming in that third quarter push. Natalie Smith finished with 9, shot it well at the free throw line, and Brooklyn Scott added 3 for the Lady Dogs. For Jackson County, Hale Claire Williams just 7 points. Reese Thomas had 3. Lila Smith, 7. Havana Banks, 5, and then Jalen Meadows, 21 again in this one. She upped it, 2. She's a pretty good player,
Coach. She's a good player, yeah. She can take it to the rack. She shoots the 3. And she missed some foul shots tonight that she probably normally shoots. I don't know what her percentages are, but she missed 2 or 3 big ones there. You know, that's the game. But I'd like to have her on my team if I still coach it. You know, she's a good player.
No doubt about it. Coach, a 1-point loss down in Gainesboro, 5-point loss here to Jackson County at home, but still got to think that Clay County's not that far off the mark of what is currently the second-place team in this league.
You know, if we get to play them again somewhere along the way, I don't know if we will or not, how the brackets shake out, but I guarantee you they know that we're capable of beating them, you know.
Right.
I haven't talked about it lately, but the year we won the state, of course, you know, they beat us 4 times, and they wasn't none of them this close, you know, until we finally beat them. It was usually first time they killed us here at our place. Then the next 3 times it was about 8 or 10 point game somewhere in that neighborhood. But we didn't play them as close as either one of these games has been. So, you know, we got a chance, you know, if we can play them again.
Again, Clay County falls by 5, 43-38. As always, Coach Sims, good to have you alongside us.
Okay, thank you.
See you next time. Folks, that's the Lady Dog Wrap-Up. It's brought to you by EcoPounds of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. EcoPounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Boys action coming up next.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball, brought to you by local Parts City store owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway and Scoopers, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy both their favorite sandwiches and ice cream treats on the bypass in Salina.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe. Serving country cooking at its finest on Salinas Historic Courthouse Square.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Back Home Electric, your local licensed and insured electrician for commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more.
Make and Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog Basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network. This is the H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show. Time for the Cumberland Exteriors Boys 7A update. I want to start off with junior high action. Of course, Marty Maxfield and the Bulldogs are hosted DeKalb West tonight. K-8 is leading that game 18-5 at the end of the first quarter, courtesy of Miss Jessica Upchurch. Of course, she's got Miles down there on that team. Parker up here on the high school team. Her and Derek are split forces tonight, I believe. But appreciate Derek and Jessica for that update. Hopefully, K-8 can continue to lead in that one. Recent boys action, of course, Winter Storm Fern wreaked havoc on the schedule. It's real scattered out. Thursday, January 22nd, Clark Range lost to Jackson County 64-65. That's a game that saw, I think, Clark Range leading by 20 at halftime,
yeah.
Doug?
Yeah, they looked big, 20, and led pretty much the whole game until right at the end. Jackson got a lead with about under 2 minutes.
I remember, of course, that's been a while. That was on Thursday, January 22nd. The night after that, on the 23rd, Clay County beat Rebel and Springs 67-42. That's the last Bulldog action we have. Then on Thursday, January 29th, Clark Range lost to Pickett County 41-48. Another close game. That alone, Clark Range with close losses to Jackson and Pickett, should bolster the spirits of Clay County.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, if we play well, we're right there with everybody.
That's it. That's it. Of course, laid the dud that we'll talk about against Jackson County last time. But other than that, we've had pretty good showings.
Yeah.
Saturday night, Pickett County losing to Eagleville in 4 overtimes, 81-85. Both times they met this year, Pickett County has had leads slip away from them.
Yeah.
The number 1 and 2 teams in the state, maybe an early glimpse at a state title game. I don't know.
Yeah, depending on how that draw comes. I mean, that's definitely right now the best two teams in the state, just looking across the state. Still some good teams in there. Jackson County's in there. Out west, there's always a team or two. So, but those two's definitely up there in the top.
Been getting love from in the polls, at least. Of course, Clay County goes to Pickett County tomorrow night. I'm not sure who all may or may not be playing tonight. We got 9-9 Clay County hosting 18-4 Jackson County with reschedules and postponements. Just hard to tell who might be meeting tonight. Current District 7A boys standings, Pickett County leads with a 5-0 record. Jackson County second place at 4-1. Clay County third place at 2-3. And Clark Range fourth place at 2-4. Followed up by Redbourne Springs last place at 0-5 in district play. Boys 7A update has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, your local authorized Rainer garage door dealer, offering your, can't say that one for some reason, let's try that again. Your local authorized Rainer garage door dealer offering you doors, windows, siding, roof metal, and more. There are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead and roll right into the Back Home Electric keys to the game here on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Doug's thoughts before tip-off, last time these teams met, I alluded to it a minute ago, called it a stinker. It was indeed maybe the worst showing of the season for Clay County, a 27-62 defeat in Gainesboro. Got to be better this time.
Oh, yeah, you got to come out of the gate playing better. The two biggest keys to this, taking care of the ball, you can't turn it over against Jackson County, and you got to limit their second chances. If we do that, we've got a shot. That's the main thing.
Clay County playing pretty well their last time out at Redbourne Springs, a 67-42 win, but that's been over a week ago. Kind of hard to bring that momentum into this one.
Yeah, it is. You know, anytime you're laying off and ain't in your normal routine, you got to get that kind of shook off pretty quick.
Of course, hopefully a neutralizing factor. Both teams have been affected by that same weather. I hadn't followed Jackson County. I assume they've been closed for school the same days that Clay County has, but what's the secret here? Is it about McCrary? Is it about the outside play of the guards? What do we need to take away?
Well, McCrary typically gets his. You know, you can let him have his, and you got to stop everybody else. Or you can kind of contain him and let everybody else have a little. You know, he's just hard to handle. I would think he's going to get his pretty well. You just got to take care of everybody else.
Neutralize the rest. I like the sound of it. Folks, that's been the keys to the game, brought to you by Back Home Electric and owner Brett White, offering all things electrical, including commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more. From your local licensed and insured electrician, count on Back Home Electric for all of your electrical needs. Time for the Gone Country Cafe to serve up your Bulldog starting lineups. We'll start with the visiting Jackson County Blue Devils. They wear their blue travel jerseys, white numerals on them. Head coach Kevin Thomas, 27th season overall, 10th season at Jackson County. They have an 18-4 record this year. 4-1 in District 7A play. They ride a one-game win streak into this contest. Starting four, Jackson County, senior 0, Isaiah Thomas. Senior number 2, Parker Patterson. Senior number 11, Alex Meadows. Senior number 15, Aiden Netherton. And a senior number 22, Will McCrary. The Clay County Bulldogs, head coach Rob Edwards, 26th season overall. 567 wins. The 236 losses, 9-9 record this year, 2-3 in District 7A play. They're at a one-game win streak into this contest. Starting for Clay County as they wear their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. A junior, 00, Jake Copeland. Senior, number 3, Aiden Cherry. Senior, number 5, Warner Melton. Senior, number 2, Cole Eads. And a senior, number 4, Nolan Adams. Starting lineup's been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, located on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family-owned and operated by Stephen Cassandra Cornell, Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest for breakfast all day and weekday specials till 2 p.m. Extended hours till 8 p.m. on Monday and Friday nights. And don't forget about their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Here we go. Will McCrary and Nolan Adams going to step in for the opening tip. McCrary might have the size advantage there.
Yeah, I believe Nolan's going to get it.
Nolan's leaping ability.
Maybe not.
He's even up there, but the wingspan of McCrary takes care of the rest. Here we go. Jackson County's opening possession. They work at the hoop to our right during this first half of play. Three-pointer taken, and missed. No, rolls in. There was Aiden Netherton, the senior. 3-0. Just like the girls' game, they opened with a triple. And now the boys do the same. Eads to Copeland. Jake with it. Gives to Nolan. Nolan, 18-foot jumper. Ooh, in and out. No good. I like the shot, though.
Hey, that was a nice look. Got it. Nice move. Just didn't go in.
Jackson County with it. McCrary out top. Hands off to Netherton. Looks like we're going to lay off of him tonight.
Yeah, looks like we're going to make him hit shots.
He hit the first, missed the second. 3-0. Second meeting this year, of course, and gives you a game's worth of stuff to look at and make adjustments to. Here's a takeaway. Meta steps into the passing lane, heads the other direction. His layup no good off the glass. Decided for a left-hand finish at the last second and just came off his hand awkwardly. 6:50 mark of the first. Clay County looking for their first points. Jackson leads 3-0. Nolan dribbles in, dishes out to Cole. Eads, top of the key. Works against Isaiah Thomas. Hands off to Aiden Cherry. Cherry against Meadows. Now back to Cole. A turnover for Clay County. Friendly fire there.
Got an update from the Salina K-8 game. At halftime, the junior dogs lead the Cab 27-15, thanks to our cohort, Kevin Donaldson, who made it over to that game.
All right. He's been everywhere tonight, both gyms. Patterson with a jumper. No good. McCrary the rebound. Knocked loose by Jake Copeland. Picked up Aiden Cherry. Good job by Jake.
It was. He's kind of physically away from him.
Jackson County faithful wanting a foul. They often want fouls against McCrary. Like to see him protected. And I understand that. Cherry, three ball, left corner. No good. Rebound, Patterson. Patterson ahead to Netherton. Netherton hands off to Meadows. He's got it top of the key. Couple minutes into this one, 3-0 early. McCrary on the inside. First post move for him. Works against Copeland. Now the foul against Jake. No points for it. McCrary yet as he missed the shot. And he'll go to the free throw line. Five senior starters. This team, a Final Four team in AA last year, making the move to single A. I don't know what's in AA this year. Perhaps a tougher road to hoe in single A. I don't know.
Well, this district alone is tougher than what they had in their AA last year for sure. So...
McCrary misses the first, hits the second, makes it a 4-0 game. Similar to the last one on the Clay County offensive part. Now, Jackson County don't have a ton. It's just 4-0. But Clay County, here we are, 2.5 minutes in, still looking for points. Jake Copeland takes care of that, though. Gets the bucket on the inside. Nice move by Jake. And the black, purple, and gold are on the board, 4-2. Baseline drive by Isaiah Thomas. His layup good. 6-2 now. Glenn Blevins checking in on us. Wanting to know if everybody got through the ice storms well. And appreciate that request. Clay County was hit hard by a winter storm Fern. A lot of power outages. Over 50% of the county at one time out. Folks, over 50% of all of Tri-County's area got 56,000 meters online. Around 31,000 at the max was out. And ran into local supervisor Philip Smith the other day and just took the time to thank him in person, because I can't even imagine the difficulty that they faced last week. I know the Nashville area is still struggling with a lot of their stuff. And,
yeah, I've got a guy in Nashville that helps me with Babe Ruth. He told me they told him at best he'd get power back this Saturday.
Man.
So he's been out 2 weeks now.
Just really, really thankful to all the folks, Tri-County included, as well as all the other people who have been out road crews and utilities and things of that nature, just so we can be here comfortable playing basketball tonight. 4.5 minute mark of this first quarter, 6-2. And McCrary getting their protection there. At least Thomas thinks so. Thomas, old roughhousing post himself. You didn't think basketball did much, did you?
Nah, not much. I mean, you're going to have to let them play down there. If you're going to have to play in the post, at least let him body him up a little bit. I guess he got him with a hand over the top.
Yeah, maybe.
Missed the first free throw. Of course, like Doug said, McCrary's going to get his. Yeah. One way or the other, either the free throw line, you can't, obviously you got to contest him, but a large part of it is about neutralizing the other four.
Well, we have to give you anything easy right now. He's working to get what he's getting. That's what you want to do, you know, make him work.
Coach Edwards will take his first time out. We'll take one with him. 4:32 mark up this first quarter. 7-2. Jackson leads by 5.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Halfway through the first quarter, Jackson County leads Clay County 7-2.
Coley Eads misses the three-pointer, left corner rebound, McCrary. McCrary pass ahead to Patterson, too strong. Goes out of bounds, and Clay County gets the possession back.
That's a good look. McCrary, I just don't think they was expecting the pass right there, because he's wide open.
Yeah, ball just went right past him.
Yeah.
Good opportunity here for Clay County. Trailing by 5, 7-2. Halfway through this first quarter. Needing a bucket. Good defense by Netherton. Makes Nolan dribble off his foot. Picks up a loose ball to McCrary. McCrary going to be fouled by Baskerville. And another time. Where's the contact? And Braden very frustrated. And I understand. And maybe there was contact. I don't know.
Well, it's the same official watching McCrary underneath. He's called three straight fouls on the post and two straight on Braden Baskerville.
I mean, I don't know. We talk all the time about learn how the officials are calling and adjust. I don't know what adjustment there is other than don't contest a shot.
Yeah, because I think both possessions where Baskerville got the foul, he's pretty good D right there.
8-2. One of the free throws good by McCrary. He's around 50% on the night, 3-6, I think, at this point. 3:50 mark of the first quarter, and similarly to the girls' game, Clay County's not built to go down by double digits. We simply can't do it. 8-2, we've got to keep it close. Right now, 6 points the difference. McCrary shot, no good. Rebound, Cole Eads. Cole pulls down the rebound. Eads with it. All the way to left block. Picks up his dribble. Hands off to Melton. Melton in a trap. Gives to Cherry. Cherry cross court to Nolan. Nolan going to drive baseline. Loses the handle. He's fouled. Nobody cares about that, though. He kicks across to Melton. Melton's three, no good. Rebound Isaiah Thomas. Nolan Adams withstanding more contact, it appeared to me, than the other end. And here's an offensive foul against Meadows. So there's something the Clay County fans can cheer about from the officials.
Had nothing to do with Meadows. That's all Nolan Adams right there. I mean, we've said it throughout the season, guys, but he was beat and still got there to take the home.
Yeah, he probably had a step and a half on Nolan right there, and he made up that ground and got position.
You know, it's not uncommon to see at least one charge a game taken by Nolan, and like you guys described, it's not, hey, I'm sitting here. It's that he gets around him, comes to a complete stop on a dime, and takes the charge. Loftus in there early. Gives to Netherton. Netherton hits its second three of the first quarter. And always worth trying, but may have to put a hand in his face.
Yeah. We're going to have to locate him.
11-2. 9 points the difference. Talked about double digits. We're on the verge of that. Clay County only 2 points so far. Make it four. And it's all from Jake Copeland. The junior had the first bucket. Now he has the second and draws the foul. Jake hit the line. To try to complete the three-point play, Copeland on the season, shooting 50% from the free throw line. Juju Villa makes his first appearance. Cole Eads checks out.
What a look from the senior Warner Melton there. The soft hands he found Copeland underneath.
I missed the assist. That's good. 2:15 left in this first quarter. Jackson County with a 6-point lead, 11-5. McCrary out top, defended by Copeland. Gives off to Patterson. Patterson shakes and bakes, drives to the elbow, kicks to Netherton. Netherton with the hot hand, dirty. He's hit two triples. Patterson left wing, defended by Melton, drives. Patterson, a good, good player, and a nice finish there.
That was a nice move, nice finish.
Parker Patterson, he had a lot the last time these teams met down in Jackson County. Euro step by Adams, gets his first bucket. The team swap a couple field goals at each end, and we're still at a six-point ball game, 13-7 now, though. Netherton on the inside drive, missed the shot. Juju out of the rebound. Smallest guy on the floor, biggest heart, pulls down the rebound there. Averages 3.1 of those per contest.
Credit Clay County, you know, staying in this one. They let Jackson County run away with it in the first quarter in that last matchup, Doug, but the Bulldogs are battling.
Yeah, and that's what you got to have right here. You know, just keep it in reach.
Minute 20 left in this first quarter, 13-7. Co-leads, Nolan Adams, Jake Copeland, Juju Vela, Aiden Cherry on the floor. Nolan with it, 18-foot jumper, no good. Rebound McCrary. Sorry about the camera, I didn't swing it around very far that time. Meadows with it, gives to McCrary. McCrary to Patterson. Patterson inside now to McCrary. His shot no good, goes on rebound. Clay County making that adjustment, just kind of letting him work in there. We saw three quick fouls, one on Copeland, two on Baskerville, as they waged four against McCrary. 15-7 now, Clay County trailing by 8, 40 seconds left in this first quarter. Cherry with it, extended right wing. Gives off to Nolan. 30 seconds left. Nolan to Aiden. Down to 20 seconds. Coach Edwards sends in his instructions. Meadows with the defense. Cherry creates separation. Now a trap. Nolan with it. Inside. Shot up. No good. Rebound. Copeland put back. Good. Jake Copeland with all of Clay County's points. No, that ain't right. All but two of them. 7 for Copeland of Clay County's 9. 15-9 at the end of 1. Clay County trailing by 6 to the 18-4 Blue Devils.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where Jackson County leads Clay County 15-9, headed into the second quarter of this boys' game. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. The junior, Jake Copeland, leading the way for Clay County with 7 first-quarter points. Nolan Adams has 2 for the Dogs. Aiden Netherton with 6 in the first quarter for Jackson County. Isaiah Thomas and Parker Patterson, 2 each. Will McCrary, just 5 in the first quarter, but they do lead Clay County 15-9. This dog scoring summary is brought to you by Salina Lumber. Serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Nolan Adams misses a 3-pointer. Jackson came the rebound. Nolan Adams steals it immediately back away. And the senior now with it, top of the key. 7.5-minute mark of this second quarter. Clay County needing a bucket here on this opening possession to cut it back from this 6-point deficit. Melton, 3-ball, right side, no good. Kept alive by Villa. Nolan to the hoop, scores.
Just a nice job right there, junior, to keep that alive.
No doubt. Villa always makes things happen. Talked about Clea Crawford during the girls' game. Villa similar in the fact that does a lot more than just the scoring. McCrary, another of his field goals, this one from the left elbow. He's got that great mid-range touch.
Yeah, and that's tough when you got a post guy and cover and do that mid-range. They're hard to guard that way.
17-11. Villa, 3-ball, left corner. In there! The juniors, Jake Copeland and Juju Villa, elevating the play tonight. Villa cuts it to a single possession, three-point game, 17-14. Copeland with seven, Villa with three. Adams with the other four. And these juniors, after starting and playing a lot for the bulk of this regular season, kind of starting to, not necessarily juniors anymore, kind of like seniors out there. Patterson, three ball, right side, good. 20-14, Jackson back out to a six-point lead. Nolan going to walk it across the timeline. Adams, Eads, Melton, Villa, and Copeland on the floor. Baseline drive from Warner in a trap. Tries to pass out of it. Taken away by Jackson County. K-8 leads 41-19 at the end of three. So going to be a win there for Marty Maxfield and his crew. Good opportunity here for Clay County after an empty trip for Jackson to cut into the lead again. 20-14. Nolan fadeaway jumper. Good. Tough shot, Doug.
Tough shot.
One of those classic Nolan Adams looks, but a tough one nonetheless. And Isaiah Thomas with a bucket at the Blue Devil end. 22-16. Teams starting to heat up offensively, swapping buckets. 5:10 mark here of this second quarter. Nolan, step back three, bit of a heat check, no good. Good hustle rebound by Jake Copeland, keeps it alive to Warner. Warner going to fire the three, give it to us one time. Off the rim, no good though. McCrary with the rebound. He gives off to Thomas. Thomas with it to Patterson. Patterson behind the back, Villa nearly took it away. Inside to McCrary. His turnaround jumper, no good. Villa the rebound. Netherton tries to steal it back from Villa. Got to be pretty crafty to do that. Juju hangs on.
Clay County getting a couple of stops as Coach Evers is going to that zone look, yeah. Doug, on defense.
Yeah, he done that a little down there and got a little out of that, and he's getting something out of it tonight.
4:25 and ticking, second quarter, 22-16. Jackson led by about nine at one point, I think. They lead by six now. Inside drive by Warner, puts on the brakes. Back to Colley's, three ball, top of the key, no good. Rebound Meadows. Meadows across the timeline. Senior point guard with it. Dishes off to Patterson. Patterson against Adams. Now back to Meadows, his three-pointer good. Back to a nine-point game. Timeout taken by Coach Edwards. He'll take a full timeout. Go ahead and let's talk for just a minute here about the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, that 16th class that was inducted. Doug, you yourself, of course, a member of the Hall, a committee member as well, got to present each of the four members with their plaques tonight. Of course, Faye Strong Watson, Darrell Collins, John Godwin, and Neil Bartlett, 16th class. We talked about them earlier, another quality group.
Well, yeah, and that class means quite a bit to me because three of them I've got good ties with. Of course, Miss Faye was a teacher of mine at junior high. Me and Darrell was classmates, graduated together. Of course, Neil was a junior on the basketball team when I was a freshman. So that whole group I was tied to other than John.
Yeah.
And, of course, grew up with his stepdad. So ties to all of them. But that's just an outstanding group we inducted tonight.
Yeah, I'd tell you, folks, if you didn't see it this week in the Del Hall Horizon newspaper, Thomas, as he does every year, put together a special pullout section highlighting those four individuals. If you don't subscribe, I don't know what's the matter with you. Go out and sign up and subscribe. But if you don't, go to a newsstand, pick that up at a local restaurant. A lot of different places carry them. Just a good keepsake to pull out and read about those Sports Hall of Fame members, Thomas. Thank you for doing that every year. That don't just put itself together.
Well, I appreciate that. My uncle, Brother John also helping out with that layout, and it worked out pretty well. It has for year after year, and this class deserves it. I'll get it out in a minute, as do every class. But, yeah, it was in the newspaper last week, so it's out on stands right now. Didn't make one small mistake in that. Had class of 2023 on one part of it, so apologize for that.
Well, we will let you off the hook for it. Doug, kind of a crucial moment to me here in this game. We're sitting here again at that nine-point section, and if we go down here by double digits, I'm not saying it's done. It just gets harder.
Yeah.
From a mental and emotional standpoint, to a strong 18-14 that already beats you by 40. You want to keep it single digits if you can.
Yeah, that we play better and we're under 10.
Colleen's firing for a three, no good. McCray, another rebound. He is so tough in there on the defensive end.
Clay County's gotten some really good looks from three. Just can't get them to go right now.
And Jackson County firing on a three. Patterson, no good. Colleen's the rebound. We stay at this nine-point differential, 25-16. Jackson County's losses on the year coming to Pickett County, Windermere Prep, Central Florida Christian, and Eagleville. So no bad loss, so to speak, for the Blue Devils. Nolan Adams, baseline drive, good, got the floater to go.
Well, there's only two of them teams we don't know, and usually Coach Thomas is searching those good teams, and I'm pretty sure through the holidays that's what he done right there.
Yeah, no doubt. Went down to Florida for that tournament and found those teams. Of course, Eagleville and Pickett, I guess 1-2 in the state in the polls. Jackson County third, would that be true?
Last poll I've seen, that's where they're at.
Inside move there for number 10 off the bench. That is Skyler Stacy, another senior reserve. We're back to that nine-point difference, 27-18. Colleen's top of the key, minute 50 left in this second quarter. Cherry to Adams, Nolan with it right wing. Nolan on the drive, steps back, pops from the elbow, no good. Rebound Metis. Nolan on the season averaging 16.8 per contest as Metis goes coast to coast with the rebound in the layup. Timeout taken. We'll do the same. Minute 29 left in this third quarter. Now it's a double-digit lead, 29 for Jackson County over Clay's 18.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. The lead's up to 11 for Jackson County. It's 29-18. A little over a minute to go in the half, Daniel.
Aiden Cherry with it. Clay County needing a bucket here. Cut it back to single digits. Try to finish this first half with a flurry of positivity. Melton on the baseline drive. He's fouled on the floor. Good aggression by Warner right there.
Yeah, you want to attack a little right there, and he did. Drew a foul.
Clay County playing with Warner Melton, Jake Copeland, Juju Villa, Aiden Cherry, and Nolan Adams. Baskerville and Eads have both seen action. They're on the bench currently. Long inbound pass to Warner. He goes in the backcourt to collect it, and here we go. Melton against Loftus. Now Cherry. Cherry's floater in the paint. No good. He's fouled. And that's something, we saw Warner and Aiden on the last two possessions both being aggressive to the hoop. Don't always see that out of those two guys, and I think we need that.
Oh, yeah, I think they all need to be aggressive tonight. I mean, that's, the style Jackson County plays, you got to attack them, make them do something they don't like.
And when you're struggling to score points, getting to the free throw line can help, and Cherry gets one there. Makes it 29-19, 10 points the difference. Second one's away, no good. Cherry on the season, a 56% free throw shooter. It's 1-of-2 on that trip. 1 minute left in this first half. 29-19. Patterson inside. Little alley-oop pass to Loftus. Loftus missed the shot. It was cleaned up by McCrary, though. Handy to have the 6'5", 6'6" center coming behind you.
Yeah, he usually cleaned that up pretty well.
And we've talked about McCrary. It's not just the height. It's just a really good basketball player in general. Patterson fouled by Villa.
Yeah, I don't know, just watching McCree play, where's his weakness? He's pretty solid defensively, offensively. He's just a solid player, so.
Yeah, he's good, smart player.
Yeah.
Keeps his emotions in check. Just, I was talking about him with my son Fletcher one night and talking about moving on to the next level. maybe gets hung a little on size, not really big for a collegiate five, maybe a four or something. Yeah. But, you know, obviously not the full skill set of a guard, so kind of in between on height a little bit.
Yeah, but you collegiate four now is just a mid-range guy.
Well,
he's got that.
Yeah.
You know.
I wonder, have you heard any talk about where he's interested in continuing his playing?
I hadn't, but now he's definitely got a future to play.
For sure.
But I hadn't heard much, you know, where.
Aiden Cherry with a three, just what the doctor ordered right here with 10 seconds left in the half. 31-22, got to get a stop now. 8 seconds on the clock. Patterson, three ball, top of the key, no good. Rebound, Netherton, he travels, no whistles blow. Cherry picks it up, buzzer sounds. So 31-22, 9 points the difference. Clay County trailing after the first half.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome into the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County trails Jackson County 31-22. They're down by 9 here at the break. And this time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County got outscored 15-9 in the first quarter, trailed by 6. And then Jackson County topped them 16-13 in the second to take this 9-point lead, which is the I thought it was the largest of the first half, but it was not. Jackson County got up by 11 before senior Aiden Cherry scored the last four for Clay County, including a three-pointer, which was the final bucket of the first half to get it back to single digits. Cherry has 4 points in the contest. Nolan Adams with 8. Jake Copeland has 7, and Juju Villa has three for the Dogs. For Jackson County, no one in the double digits there either. Will McCrary being held to 9 first half points. Parker Patterson has 5. Isaiah Thomas, 4. Alex Meadows, 5. Aiden Netherton, 6. And Skylar Stacy, 2 off the bench for the Blue Devils, who lead Clay County 31-22. They're up by 9 here at the break. This first half breakdown is brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Learn about their new lifetime checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere of these. Check your balance and much more at MacomBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Much more to come here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, including the Subway or Scoopers Trivia Challenge coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, 31-22, Jackson County with the 9-point lead at the break. Got a final score from Salina K-8, 53-30, the end of that one, after being 27-15 at the half. That is that semifinal of the TMWSWA Area 14 Region Semifinals. Thursday night, I think, is the next ball game. So, time now for... It was the Subway Trivia Challenge, Thomas. The Subway Trivia Challenge brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline, 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Just update here on the football winnings. They are on my desk here at school. Of course, we ain't been at school in a week. I'm going to mail those out when we return to school. So always have a bit of a delay in getting that stuff out, but those are acquired and coming, folks. Here's tonight's Trivia Challenge question. Since the beginning of the Sims era in 1987, there have only been two Lady Dogs that have recorded games against Jackson County that included 20 or more points, 10 or more rebounds, and 5 or more assists. Now let's say that one more time so we understand what we're talking about. Since the beginning of the Joe Sims era, only two Lady Dogs have had games against Jackson County. It wasn't on them the same game. This was in their careers. They had games where they scored 20 or more points against them. They had games where they had 10 or more rebounds against Jackson, and they had at least one game where they had 5 or more assists. There's two of them. Name both of them if you can. Here's the clue. You're looking for a versatile do-it-all player, somebody that can score, can play defense, can distribute the ball, can pull down rebounds. That's who you're looking for. Tiff Brown gets his Holly Wright and Taylor Strong, both great guesses, two of the all-time greats, neither correct. Neither one correct. Sam Daniels guesses Taylor Strong and Amanda Kendall. One of those is correct. Doug knows the other one. Only two Lady Dogs who have done that. 20 or more points in a game against Jackson, 10 or more rebounds in a game against Jackson, and 5 or more assists in a game against Jackson. So keep the guesses coming. Tiff Brown guessed Holly Wright and Taylor Strong, both wrong. Now Tiff Brown guesses Tia Arms and Amanda Kendall. One of those is correct. Tyler Kerr says Amanda Kendall and Casey Cooper. One of those is correct. So y'all have deciphered that Amanda is one of them. So we're looking for the other Lady Dog besides Amanda Kendall. Tia Ashlock has been guessed. Tasha Ashlock has been guessed. Neither of those are correct. Tia Burchett has been guessed. That's not correct. All three of the Ashlock sisters have been guessed. Tara also was Warner Melton. That's a bucket from right side. So still looking for that other Lady Dog who's done that. Y'all keep the guesses coming. We'll update ourselves in a lull in the action. Netherton fires another three, gets it to go. He has three of them. Hit two in the first quarter. Opens up the third quarter with one. Clay County back with it. Jumper by Cole Leach. Falls short. Got his own rebound. Put back. No good. McCrary pulls this one down. Taken away by Aiden Cherry. Cherry going to step behind the arc. This is up to Nolan Adams. 10 points to Denver try now. 34-24. 7-minute mark of this third quarter. Aiden Cherry, three-pointer out wing. Fell short. Tipped out of bounds. No, it was kept alive by Netherton. Meadows picks it up. And the hotline is coming in fast and furious. Thomas, you go ahead and share a few if you want to, and I'll watch the action.
Riley Burchett?
No.
Kenzie Arms?
No.
Crystal Davis?
No.
Megan Copas?
No.
Casey Cooper?
No.
Mackenzie Hamilton?
No.
Hey, Lindsay, that's a good group right there. They're naming
oh,
also.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Who's the last you said?
Sydney Roach.
No.
They're still coming. I hope I read them all.
Brooks gonna have to step up. She ain't said nothing tonight, has she?
No, she's
Brooks, she's usually on fire with it.
She's sitting over listening right now. I see her across the way.
She may be tired of winning.
She could be. May know the answer and feel sorry for everybody. No points have been scored here. Still 34-24.
Andrew Meadows is one of those guesses. Sam Daniels, of course. Teresa Thompson comes in with what I think's the winner, Daniel. You'll have to tell me. She says Amanda Kendall and Jan Kerr.
Yep, that's it. Jan Arms Kerr. In her career, she had games of 29 and 23 points against Jackson. Games of 15, 12, and 12 rebounds, and a game, one game of 5 assists. As McCrary gets another bucket. Amanda Kendall had a game with 22 points. Two games with rebounds, one of them 15, one of them 10. Three games with 5 assists. Two of the all-time great all-around players, both of those show up in so many different categories when you're looking at top 10 leaders of different areas against either single-season career or individual teams. You'll see Jan Arms and Amanda Kendall's name pop up time and time again across different things, block shots, rebounds, free throws, assists, steal scores, just really well-rounded players and two of the greats.
Yeah, and two Hall of Famers.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, so that's tell you a lot right there.
Of course, congratulations to Teresa Thompson. Was she the winner with that? To Teresa Thompson, she will be receiving a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Meet Fresh and Refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Great participation. Thanks, everybody, on that. Here we go. 13 points the difference. That's not good. 37-24. It was a 10-point game when we started calling off all those names from yesteryear. And now Jackson County has built up this lead again. Netherton fires a three. No good. Rebound on the inside by Isaiah Thomas. Gets it back to Netherton. Now to McCurry. His jumper good. Biggest lead of the night for the Blue Devils, Doug. 15 points to difference.
Yeah, we've done a good job first half eliminating those second chance points, but tonight they're, you know, second half they're getting them.
McCurry pulls down a miss, Nolan Adams layup. It goes the other way. That shot no good from Patterson. Rebound Cherry. Cherry to Warner. Warner now top of the key. Works to the right. Fires the three. No good. Rebound McCurry. Halfway through this third quarter.
Hotline still blowing up. Lots of guesses on that, Daniel. Or actually not still blowing up, but a lot we haven't mentioned. Maybe we'll try to do that in the half or in the break.
Three-pointer good by Patterson. Timeout taken by Coach Edwards, and we'll let Thomas get caught up on that.
Yeah, we had Nicole Davis mentioned, Misty Brown also mentioned, or you mentioned Tasha Aslock, many others as Tiff Brown also gets the right answer just a little too late behind Miss Teresa Thompson. So appreciate Subway Scoopers for sponsoring that and all of our listeners and you, Daniel, for putting it together game after game.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here. These two-parters that we do, I think folks like them, but, you know, I think it was Tiff Brown who ended up naming the first correct party tonight. I have to start inventing something on that as far as who gets the, you know, one part of it right. I don't know. But I like the two-parters. Hopefully it don't cause too much frustration out in HSN Nation when we do them like that. What do you think, Tom?
I think it caused me a little frustration.
McCray pulls down a rebound there. Gets it to Meadows. Meadows to Patterson. Patterson three, no good. Nolan the rebound. Clay County better showing tonight than the last time, but this one's starting to get away from us a little bit here. 42-24, 18 points the difference. And Jackson County just a strong team. Hard to keep them in check.
Well, they just keep wearing you down. You know, and they force some turnovers to stay in half, and they capitalized on them.
Of course, this Clay County team, not a ton of depth, not a ton of size. And that's been something that has plagued us throughout. Of course, another bucket here.
Netherton with the reverse layup.
He's having a big night. Several three-pointers, lots of good inside moves for him. Now a foul on Netherton. 3:09 mark of this third quarter, 44-24. Nolan works into Aiden. Had JB action prior to this one. That was going on at the same time as the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame reception in the cafeteria. Clay County avenging an earlier loss to Jackson County. Went down there and led most of the JB game in Gainesboro. And ended up letting it slip away at the end tonight, led most of it, and held on to it at the end. I think a four-point win, maybe 50-46, the final of that one. So a good win, Doug, for the young guys.
It is. You know, good. Well, the best part is against good competition. Anytime you get a win against good competition, you're going to get a lot better. That's just a good, solid group.
Saw sophomore Colt Loftus play in that one today. We did not see sophomore Jacaden Smith, who is always a good young player for him. Doesn't get a lot of varsity time, but a sophomore who probably will be a starter next year as a junior after all his seniors leave. He must be under the weather, but I quickly missed him from their lineup during that JV game. He hurt us down there last time.
He did. Good, solid player, and I'd say you're right, probably under the weather.
Melton Novella. Clay County trailing by 20 here. This one feels a lot different. Clay County had five tonight. The game's certainly not done, but out to a 20-point lead for the Blue Devils. Meadows pulls down a missed Copeland rebound. McCrary spins, scores. And that's just tough.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with him. Maybe trip him right there. I don't know. He's just nice. Just a good ball player.
Melton the cherry, Aiden going to drive. Dishes off to Jake Cope when he gets the bucket. Nears double figures, maybe in it. Cuts it back to an 18-point game. Minute 50 and ticking. Loftus with it in a trap. Tried to get to Metis. Metis not ready. Miller was, though. He takes up the loose ball and heads the other way. His layup no good. Cleaned up by Nolan. Athletic rebounding putback by Nolan getting the 2 points. Cuts it back down to 18-point game, 46-28. McCrary has it knocked away and picked up by Loftus.
Ooh.
Copeland called for the foul.
Probably got him a little there. That was, boy, that's a tough one.
Minute 15 left in this third quarter. Caden Copeland checking in. Jake Copeland checking out. Warner Melton as well. Now we got co-leads, Nolan Adams, Juju Villa, Aiden Cherry, Caden Copeland. And now Copeland called for the foul.
He didn't just have his hands straight up. He had them backwards. Pretty sure that time.
Yeah, I don't know what else you do now.
Caden checking out after the personal. Coach Edwards talking to him there. He saw what he did, apparently.
Yeah.
Instructing his young sophomore. Caden going to be a strong player over his career. And that's just a good moment there, you know, coming out and getting information from a 26-year veteran state champion head coach. Good learning moment for the sophomore.
It is. You know, most times your best learning moment is when you do something you shouldn't have.
Sure.
And then you get coached in and you correct that stuff.
Aiden Cherry with the mid-range jumper. Makes it 48-30. Third quarter has been heavily in favor of the Blue Devils. 40 seconds and ticking here. McCrary with it. Knocked away by Nolan Adams. Picked up a Cole Eads. Cole heads the other way, 2-on-1, all the way to the rack. Misses his layup. Nolan cleans it up. Maybe it was a pass off the backboard. Timeout taken by Kevin Thomas. We've got the quarter break coming up. We'll stay on there. Mention Wellworth Bank. I've just got to say, recently I went up there as a customer meeting with, is it branch manager, Russell West? Is that the right way to say that? Whatever his name is, talking about a home equity line of credit that they've got to offer up there. Just one of many things that they've got to offer. Told the story last week about some fraudulent charges I had that showed up. Got a hold of them when they opened the next morning. Immediately everything was put to a stop. Didn't lose a penny. Had two new debit cards made up real quickly within an hour. And they're the fancy ones, the ones you can just tap on something and it'll take your money from you. And, you know, that whole process could have been really tough, but they made it really easy. And just appreciate Wellworth Bank for that on a personal level, and also for them being the presenting sponsor for Bulldog basketball this season.
Well, and one of the big things talking about that, used to, if you had to replace that card, it took a week or two. They print them on the spot for you and hand them to you.
On
That's really nice.
Under 20 seconds to go in this third quarter here. Coming back from the timeout, McCrary's jumper, no good. Rebound put back by a teammate, no good. Cole Eads pulls it down. 10 seconds in the quarter. Cole trying to cut into this Jackson County lead. Bullies his way to the hoop, and he is a little too strong. Offensive foul call. Maybe a little out of control, maybe led with the shoulder. I didn't see it all.
He dipped a little right there, but you got to attack that.
Oh, yeah.
You can't take nothing away from that. You got to attack it.
I like the move by Cole. Just a Blue Devil getting set up with his feet set in the lane. 5.8 seconds on the inbound, 48-32. Clay trailing by 16 here in the third. Patterson misses the floater from the baseline and the third quarter ends. 16 points the difference, 48-32 in favor of Jackson.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where Clay County trails by 16, 48-32 to Jackson County. And here's your Dog Scoring Summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Clay County being led by Nolan Adams with 12 points. Aiden Cherry has 6. Warner Melton, 2. Jake Copeland, 9. And Juju Villa has 3. I have Will McCurry for 19 so far. Parker Patterson, 8. Isaiah Thomas, 4. Alex Meadows, 7. Aiden Netherton has 9. And Skylar Stacy, 2 for the Blue Devils. This Dog Scoring Summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of 2 decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community, home builders, and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
48-32, 16 points the difference here. 5-game losing streak for Clay County in this series against Jackson. Coach Edwards' longest win streak. 8 games straight. That happened from 2019 through 2022. Of course, that is the career of Grant Strong, Jeff Spivey, and Eli Smith, pretty much. They were freshmen on that 19 team and seniors on that 22 squad.
Yeah, that was probably as good a spurt as Coach E's had in a long time.
Oh, for sure. Three-pointer no good by Nolan. Got his own rebound. Kicks it back out to Cole. Cole's three, good one. Clay County continuing to fight. Have cut it to 14 here. So, Doug, we're only a couple possessions back from single-digit deficit. Just got to get some stops here. Netherton fires the three. No good. Rebound Clay County. Copeland wrestles it away. He's fouled by McCreary. Thank you very much. That's fine if, you know, when they call them against us on him, that's fine. Make sure you do the same, and they do.
Yeah, this crew's been pretty consistent. Pretty consistent. That's one of the better crews I've seen this year.
I was pleased during the girls' game.
Yeah.
Pretty good officiating. Edwards 35-23 all-time against Jackson County. Probably the most competitive series he's had in his 26-year career. When you look at teams he's played more than 40 times or something like that, you know, it's pretty close to our Friendship Christian back and forth, but in the big scheme of things, hadn't met them as many times as a Jackson County. But still, you know, still to the north side of 500, 35 wins to 23 losses in Coach Edwards' career against Jackson County.
And that's pretty impressive because they're always tough. I don't care when you played Jackson over the years, they've always been a tough team to play.
Yeah, the vast part of those years, out of the 26, they've been a double-A team. And we were playing when they were single-A. Of course, they were in our region, or in our district, rather. Kick ball, Clay County maintained possession. I missed a score somewhere. Still a 14-point game. Maybe I didn't. Yeah, 16 points the difference now.
Yeah, McCreary put a two in, had a chance at an one. But didn't make the free throw.
Cherry on the inbound. Gets the Cole. Cole to Nolan. Nolan right wing. Dishes off to Cole. He fires the three. No good. Rebound Meadows. These seniors for Jackson County, just a crew similar to the ones we've been talking about. Talk about that group of seniors in 19, Landon Woodcock, Heath Kynes, Gavin Silk, all that bunch that had such a strong year. Jackson County's kind of got that same thing, all these seniors paired together. Hard foul by Patterson. We'll see Cole Eads go to the free throw line to shoot. Cole, 81.6% free throw shooter on the season.
Well, anytime you bring a team with seniors in there, you're not going to show them they ain't seen. You know, their experience and all that. And, of course, you got one of the better coaches in the state of Cumberland, they're coaching them too. So that senior leadership's huge.
6 of them on this Blue Devil team, and all 6 have played tonight. Skylar Stacy, the only non-starting senior, and he's had good minutes. Cole good on the power. Cuts it back to a 14-point game. 6:14 left. I'd love to see the black, purple, and gold cut this thing back to single digits. Meadows with it. Dishes off to Netherton. Hits the layup. Good offensive basketball by Jackson County right there. Clay County looking to respond. Nolan cross court to Cherry. Cherry's 3. In and out, no good. Rebound Warner Melton. Warner going to back it out. Fire 3 of his own. In there. 53-40. 13 points the difference. Love the fight Clay Kenny's had here after going down by 20. Cutting back to 13 currently. Timeout taken by Jackson County. We'll go to break here. Fourth quarter action, 5:29 left, 53-40.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. The lead's down to 13. As Jackson County is up 53-40.
5:29 left in this one. A lot of time. Clay County has been getting some good looks from behind the arc. Melton just hit one. Cole's hit one of late. Inside to McCrary. McCrary, power move into the paint, loses the handle. Scrum for the ball. Jump ball going to be called. Possession arrow favors the Blue Devils. McCrary wanted the foul. Didn't see that one.
Great job by Jake Copeland. He's kind of had McCrary frustrated a little bit. He played a great game against him, Doug.
Yeah.
And that time he got down on top of him in the scrum. Got to love it.
Yeah, got to get a body blow when you can.
Credit McCrary, too. You know, he's getting his averages right at 20-21 so far, and these two have been going at it all night long.
Yeah, just another good installment between those two. 5:15 left in it. It's Jackson inbound. Meadows, left wing, now off the south top. Netherton at the right side.
Now, this little zone that coaches went to is kind of giving some trouble.
Yeah. Nolan called for the reach-around foul. Netherton inside to Copas. Copas to McCrary. McCrary fadeaway jumper, no good. Rebound. Warner Melton. 4:50 left in this one. Warner Melton, left wing. Hands off to Coley, who looks to Coach Edwards. Coach sends in the information. Nolan going to come and take it at the top of the key. Loses the handle. Cole Loftus gets it, gives to Meadows. Meadows with a layup opportunity coming. Lays it in. Back to a 15-point game. Adams to Melton. Melton left wing. Drives inside, and he's fouled. Foul on the floor. Clay County will be back in action tomorrow night. Basically got six games in 2 weeks.
And the worst part is, all of them's on the road but one.
Yeah.
a good little travel coming up. And all quality teams. It's a tough schedule to end the season.
One of the unknown ones a little bit, Thursday, February 11th, boys only, at Cumberland County, Kentucky. That was not on the original varsity schedule that came out. I think it was a makeup from last year. I think the girls played them and the boys didn't. I'm not sure.
Well, I think a little of that add-on is former Clay County player Clay Copas.
Oh.
Is coaching up there now. He's an assistant high school. He's the head coach junior high in 5th and 6th. He does their JV up there, and that's kind of what got that going right there.
I didn't realize that. That's great. McCrary with the bucket. Saw Warner Melton with a nice steal and layup a moment ago when we was talking about Clay.
Yeah, so, Melton scored the last 5 points for Clay County.
So I guess, is Copas teaching then?
He started his career up there teaching, then went to Crossville, and he's back up there teaching and coaching.
Okay. Of course, Nathan Sherrill's daughter, she teaches up there, yep. I believe. Several CCHS alumni working in the Bluegrass State.
Amy Dotson's husband ain't principal up there, correct?
Jason's been up there for years in different capacities. He's nearing the retirement age. Of course, he was here 1 year, assistant principal in the 2012-2013 school year. Very well could see him make a return down here, as a lot of folks on the border do, after retiring in one state and coming and continuing to work in the other. Khalid's on the inbound. He's fouled. I'm going to go to the free throw line. So a 13-point game here, guys, 55-42. Mentioned it before. Going to say it again. Proud of Clay County's fine staying in this thing and climbing back from being down 20.
Yeah, well, you know, last time playing, we got down 20, and they just rolled us.
Our
guys kept just battling tonight.
62-27, the final score.
That one didn't count. Cole was standing on the line when he shot the free throw.
So it's wiped off the board, no good, right?
Yeah, so he'll be one for one there. Or one for two, I guess.
McCrary with it, slinging elbows, trying to take out Warner Mountain, look like to me. And now Villa being called for the foul. And I don't know, I guess McCrary maybe has been harassed more than...
Coach Edwards wants an explanation.
Yeah, I'd like to have one too. When McCrary's slinging elbows like he's trying to knock out Warner Mountain, and maybe it's warranted, but I've not seen what was. Now, granted, it's a legal move, you know. And maybe, you know, it's one of the few times I've seen him maybe lose his cool a little bit.
Mr. Jake Edwards has been tossed from the game.
Tyler, the announcer?
Yeah.
What did Tyler do? Say something to the official again? Well,
Tyler won't be in a hurry.
Is Daryl Collins still here? Daryl, of course, a contributing member, been inducted in the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, ran the PA for years around these parts. Okay, so Tyler has been ejected. Tyler doing a great job officiating that JV game earlier. Always does good with
those. He does. And I say he was assisting the referee a little too much right there.
Perhaps so. McCrary good on the free throw. I guess on the power, stretches it back out to a 16-point game, 59-43. McCrary going to be fouled by Nolan Adams. And one Jackson County faithful right below is very happy with the officiating. I'm glad for him. Has heartily applauded these foul calls and the ejection. 3:02 left in this, and as McCrary knocks down another one, stretches back out to 17-point game. Talking about PA announcers, you know, Jackson County, a great one. Kevin King, longtime softball coach down there. He's kind of took over that mantle of making the calls at the district tournament, region tournament, and similar to how Daryl Collins did many years ago. And King does a good job of that.
He's the one that took over when Daryl couldn't do it.
Was he?
Coach King come in, he's done it ever since. Yeah, just a... excellent guy.
Yeah, does a lot of great work with Fellowship of Christian Athletes here in the Upper Cumberland. He's taking on that role after retirement.
Yeah, don't get much better than Coach King. I think a lot of him when I was still umpiring baseball is always a good time to go to Jackson with Coach King.
Well, I said softball, but he was baseball.
Baseball.
I've grown on that.
And if you go down there and see that field, the work he put into that with just Cassidy, helped him out and all that, and won the award for best baseball field a couple of times. I mean, just does exceptional work down there.
Absolutely. Thomas Updata said there were some Clay County free throws. Nolan, maybe?
Well, it was an and one attempt. He missed the free throw but made the bucket, and then he got Alex Meadows at the line for two.
So 15 points the difference. Meadows misses the first, has an opportunity to shoot a second. Of course, Jackson's led throughout this thing. got up to 20. Right now it's back out to a 16-point difference. 2:45 left in the contest. Now Loftus is going to be called for the foul, and it seems like I don't know a lot more fouls being called now on both ends.
Been a lengthy fourth quarter, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's really, both teams in the bonus now. Milton in the line shooting. First one's good. At Byrdstown tomorrow night and at Clark Range Friday. Senior night will be here Friday, February the 13th against Community. Melton good on the power free throws. Back to a 14-point game. McCrary passes out of a trap to Patterson. Patterson right wing works against Villa. He's hacked at. And just kind of got a little sloppy here. Of course, trying to create turnovers and things, and it's turned into a foul fest.
Yeah, but you kind of got to when you're down 14. You got to take some chances and...
Timeout taken, I guess, by Coach Thomas. 2:36 left in this one. 61-47. Clay trails by 14.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Clay County trails Jackson County 61-47, 2:36 to play here, Daniel.
Patterson at the line to shoot two. First one's away. No good. Second attempt away. No good. Patterson nearly got his own rebound.
As good a shooter he is, those free throws are kind of ugly, and that's odd for a shooter, you know.
Good hustle by Isaiah Thomas. Gets the steal and the layup. ...63-47, 16 points of difference. Warner Melton into the paint. His hanging floater, no good. Tipped out of bounds by McCrary. And Clay County will maintain possession. Jackson County poised here to go to 19-4 on the year, 5-1 in District 7A play. Clay County poised to drop to 9-10, 2-4 in the district. I was looking down at the roster, missed what offensive foul. No one called for the offensive. His fourth. Two minutes left in this season second clash on the Cumberland. Going to go the way of the Blue Devils, but a much better showing by Clay County this time around.
Yeah, competed all night. That's what you want to see.
Coach Edwards going to send in Easton Garner, Caden Copeland, Parker Upchurch, Fletcher Strong, and Isaiah Burnett. Bucket made by Meadows. That group of five have come to the scorer's table. Coach calls a timeout. Just a sub. Official says we'll keep it rolling here.
Yeah, Coach Thomas is going to sub right here, too. He's just going to roll them in.
So it'll be Loftus, Thomas, Letterman, Smith, and Longmire coming in for Jackson County. Minute 33 left here. Isaiah Burnett to inbound. Knocked away by senior Skyler Stacy. I announced him as Thomas a minute ago instead of Stacy. Sorry about that. Burnett to inbound, works into Copeland. Caden in the paint, dishes outside to Isaiah. Swung to Fletcher. Fletcher at the wing. This is the group that had the JB win earlier, 50-46. Parker Upchurch now. Hands back to his classmate, freshman Easton Garner. Garner to Burnett. Burnett to the hoop. Gets the bucket and the foul. Nice job by Isaiah.
Hey, there's something about this young bunch. There's a little toughness to them. You know, it's going to be a good little future for Coach E with this bunch.
Burnett hits the end one opportunity. Gives him 6 points now on the season. Came into the night with three. Has matched that tally. Minute five left here. Jackson with the ball. Kolkoffis in the corner. Pass inside, knocked away by Burnett. Picked up by Garner. Garner runs the floor, dishes to Strong. Strong's layup, no good. Rebound Jackson County. Blue Devils the other way. Loftus good on his layup. 45 seconds left in this one. Garner across the timeline. Works to the block. Kicks to Upchurch. Upchurch on the drive. His hanging floater no good, but he's fouled. And Parker will go to the free throw line. One of two on the season. 50%. Hits the first. Second one's away. No good. Rebound Stacy. Stacy to Loftus. Loftus across the timeline. Dishes ahead to Letterman. And now kicks it back out top. Loftus. Three ball from the corner. No good. Garner was having his hand pinned back, or he would have got the rebound. Jackson Kenny loses the ball, though. 14.7 left as the Dogs will have the last possession. Garner across the timeline with it, down to 10 seconds. Easton spins at the elbow, shot off the glass, no good. Copeland tips it, Loftus picks it up. He's across the timeline, dishes off to Skyler Stacy, misses his layup at the buzzer. 67-51, 16 points, the final difference here in the season's second Clash on the Cumberland. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network. This is the Farm Bureau postgame show. Both Clay County's girls and boys losing tonight in action at home against Jackson County. We're going to get into the Bulldog wrap-up now, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Yeah, Clay County battled in this one, just didn't have enough to take care of Jackson County. They only trailed by six at the end of the first quarter. Jackson County upped it to nine at halftime, but it was really worse than that throughout that second quarter, Doug. But it's kind of the theme for this Clay County team. They battled tonight. Aiden Cherry, the senior, stepped up and knocked down a three to get it to single digits going into halftime. I thought that was a big shot early in this one. And, of course, Jake Copeland playing well early on to keep Clay County in it.
Yeah, I thought it was big just staying that within that 10 right there early and, you know, staying high. You know, they jumped up a big lead. We just battled back and kept it pretty decent right there. So good job for Clay County to battle.
And Jackson County kind of upped their ante there in the third, Daniel. Stretched it out to 20 really quick at 44-24. And, hey, we're sitting here talking like it's over, but Clay County didn't. They got it back to as close as 12, just didn't have enough in the tank to pull it off.
Yeah, you know, honestly, first time this season I remember that we were down and then had that kind of response. And that's a big growing moment for this team as a whole moving into tournament play. We've got a tough week this week. Next week, we're going to need that type of attitude.
We credit Jackson County. They went to Will McCrary in crunch time there. He went to the free throw line and did pretty well. It was just dominant in the second half, Doug. I've got him a 23, and I'm afraid I'll probably miss some, but you're talking about a 20-10 double-double guy, and he got there.
Yeah, and that's what you expect. Like I said, you just want to kind of bother him. He's usually going to get his and kind of control the others. The others stepped up pretty good tonight with him. I mean, I didn't think we done bad, but they stepped up pretty good for him.
Yeah, you saw that earlier. That was the game plan. Let's make somebody else beat us in Etherton. You know, it was him earlier who did with some threes.
Yeah, he came through, finished with a dozen, and Alex Meadows adding a dozen, Parker Patterson with 10. So you're right. That was the recipe, Doug, but this is a very, very good Jackson County Blue Devil team.
Well, I mean, they're throwing six seniors at you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's just tough now. I mean, it wears on you.
And all of them scoring, you know, and that's the thing. We've had that same run down before for ourselves over the years, and that's tough.
It is Clay County. I thought Nolan Adams had a good game tonight, too, when he got open. He made shots. He finished with 14, according to my tally. Cole Leach, 6, all coming in the fourth quarter. Aiden Cherry, 6. Warner Melton, Jake Copeland, both with 9 each. Juju Villa, that big three-pointer. Parker Upchurch, 1 point. Isaiah Burnett, 3 in this one. As Clay County falls 67-51 to Jackson County.
Folks, that's been the Bulldog Wrap Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Interstate Bog Homes in Hermit Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, they are simply a better way to build. Stay with us through one more promo. We'll come back and announce the TDS top performers.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau post-game show, time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. As always, we'll start with the girls' contest. And, you know, two meetings this year between these two good girls' teams, two similar results. Both Jackson County wins, both really close games. Coming out in this one, the first thing that got my attention early was senior leads. We had not seen basketball in about 10 days, wondering who was going to come out and set the tone. She answered that question. Looked really sharp. I remember saying something to Coach Sims about it. And it's never a surprise to say Ella Eads is taking over a game. She took over that first quarter.
And she did it in a lot of ways, Doug. Knocked down the three early, got her team going, finished with 16 in this one. And one thing that kind of jumped out at me is she was, like you said about Warner Melton and some of these other guys late, but really attacking the rim, Doug, with downhill pressure. And she finished it, too.
And that's what you got to do. I mean, you got to make them do something against you, and they'll have done an excellent job of that tonight.
Another good game for the senior, no doubt.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about Ella, and, you know, we've summed it all up. We'll talk about her again, I'm sure, before season's end. Boys action, very similar, and Thomas just alluded to it, Warner Melton. Third quarter, got down by 20. Things was at that point, it's like, okay, it's fixing to either get really ugly or we're going to fight. Well, we fought. And a big part of that Warner Melton, I mentioned to Doug during the timeout earlier, first time in several games that I'd seen Warner playing with what I call a little bit of an attitude. Had some confidence in himself and what he was going to do. Didn't hesitate when he pulled the trigger on some late threes. Knew the team needed them, knew he was capable of hitting them. And we seen him knock one of those down. We got to have Warner in that mentality, in that state of mind moving forward to knock off the Pickett Counties, the Jackson Counties, the Clark Ranges, the whole league stuff. Got to have him playing the way he did tonight with that attitude.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, you know, the rest of the schedule, if you look at what we got to the end, There ain't no pushovers in there, so you're going to be tournament ready for sure when you get through this gauntlet we got.
And really impressed by the wide array of talent that Warner Melton has. I mean, he kind of goes unnoticed. He can knock down the three. Yeah. He can drive. He's long. He's lean. You know, he can get to the rim and finish there. And we saw him do all of that with his back against the wall. Basically, like you said, you know, Clay County could have rolled over there when he got down 20. It was these seniors that kept it rolling. They scored basically all the points in the fourth quarter for this Clay County team. They didn't quit, and I think that was spurred on and led by Warner Melton down the stretch.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think one of the big things with Warner, you know, his shot ain't dropping like it had been. He stopped shooting, and that's the key. You can't just drop your head and not shoot the shots you got. We got good looks tonight. They just didn't go at times, but they kept good, you know, driving at it and doing it. You got to just keep shooting. If you're a shooter, you got to shoot.
Well, that's it. You got three options in that situation. You're down by 20. You can fight, play clean, and try to come back, which we chose. You can fight and get nasty and dirty and immature, which we didn't do. Yeah. Stayed above that. Or you can just roll over and quit and get mercy rule. And we chose the best and only real option of those three. And Warner Melton a big part of that. LA Eads and Warner Melton tonight's TDS Top Performers, brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Going to be a busy week. Thomas still got some newspaper work to do tonight. We won't linger too long. We'll be in Byrdstown tomorrow night, regular time. The H&H Arnold Equipment Parts pregame show will go on there at 5:40 Central Time from Byrdstown. Anybody got anything?
I don't.
All right. For Joe Sims, for Doug Strong, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.